football here in the Class D1 ranks. We've got the Elm Creek Buffaloes and the Hemingford Bobcats here on the ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 alongside Merritt Lawson. I'm Jeff Babel. We're going to bring you the play-by-play tonight of the Buffaloes and the Bobcats, the 2-3 matchup in the West Bracket in D1. Elm Creek's the 2-seed coming in at 9-1. Hemingford, the 3-seed. They're the road team making the long trip from the West. They're the 3-seed. Hemingford, so far, undefeated on the year, defeating Crawford, Garden County, Hay Springs, Sutherland, Stapleton, McPherson County, Paxton, and Atmoral, as well as Maxwell to cap off the season. In the playoffs, they took care of Franklin 64-8 and Chambers Wheeler Central 42-18. Elm Creek comes in 7-1. Wins against Ansley, Litchfield, Maxwell, South Loop, Arapaho, Twin Loop, Alma, and at Southwest. Their only hiccup on the road at rival Overton 20-13. In the playoffs, they took care of Niobrara Verdigris 54-14. And the Longhorns from Burwell 35-26. Hemingford making their 13th all-time appearance. This is the farthest they've ever been here in 2013. Last year, they made it to the second round after defeating Clearwater Orchard and Loup City, and then losing to Loup City, while Elm Creek making their 12th all-time appearance, their 8th since 2004, looking to advance to their first state semifinal in school history last year, losing to beating Stapleton, McPherson County, Burwell, and then finally losing to Arapaho. Again, you're listening to ESPN 1460 and 1550, the 2-3 matchup in the West. Winner goes on to the state final, to state semifinal, to take on either Overton or Twin Loup. If Elm Creek wins it, it'll be at Overton, or they'll be hosting Twin Loup. And if Hemingford wins, they'll be hosting either Twin Loup or heading back east again over to Overton. Again, like I said, alongside Merritt Lawson. Merritt, you've done your research. What do you think of this game?
Well, it's definitely dependent on what Elm Creek wants to do. They want to score fast. They want to get the running Buffaloes down the field, get into touchdown area, get that touchdown quick, and be decisive. Jay Steele is going to talk about that in our coaches' interviews in just a second. Well, Hemingford is liking to pass the ball if their running game isn't going. And when they pass the ball and they complete the passes, it's successful. It gets touchdowns probably 40% of the time, anytime a completion is made. And so that makes the Hemingford Bobcats a very dangerous team once the ball gets in the air.
You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. The New Tech Seed show is proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed, you're your leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your shield needs. New Tech Seed continues to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'd like to thank our fine sponsors, especially our presenting sponsors tonight. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road, and online at DinsdaleAuto.com. Channel Seed and Hildreth, go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help your company grow. And by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. We've set the scene, so let's hear from the coaches. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. We'll be back with the coaches after this break.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. The Hemingford Bobcats have made the trip from the Panhandle to take on Elm Creek, and they wouldn't mind maybe coming out here a couple weeks in a row to keep their season rolling along. They have a good, solid 10-0 football team, and Jordan Haas joins us here on the pregame. And Coach, thanks for the time. We got a little familiar with your football team last year when Loup City came out, and I know that wasn't the way you guys wanted your season to end. I want to start there. How did things change for your program after that game to get you where you are today?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is that everybody on the team's had another birthday. And so we've all grown a little bit more. All the kids have grown. The coaching staff's grown and has that experience of that game. And that, I mean, that bitter taste in our mouth kind of brought us back down to earth. We might have been riding a little high, and rightfully so when you're 9-0 football team, but that kind of brought us down to earth and motivated us through the off season, through the other sports seasons.
As this season goes along, and believe you me, we're considered western part of the state, but you know how it is. The farther west you go, the competition level kind of gets questioned a little bit. Do you believe that your football team has been truly tested to get you deep into this playoff run?
Well, anytime you're playing in the state playoffs, you play some good competition. And Chambers-Wheeler Central they were no slouch last week. They came up and smacked us in the mouth in Hemingford. They were a very physical football team, and they had a lot of decent players. So the level of competition, I guess, that we've seen, it might not be the same as an Elm Creek who's played week-to-week tough games, but we have seen some high levels of competition.
Well, you guys have put so many points up on the board that everybody wants to know if this football team can be slowed down. What would you say to that?
Well, Chambers-Wheeler Central slowed us down for a half. We only scored 6 points, but, I mean, the nice thing is we got 5 kids that can score any time they have the football in their hands. They just got a nose for the end zone. And so we kind of – it takes us a little bit longer some games, but with those types of weapons, yeah, you keep shifting and trying to find new things that work, and eventually we find something that we can stick with, and that's kind of been our recipe for success this year.
We're talking with Hemingford Bobcat coach Jordan Haas here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, looks like you've got some pretty good balance to your offense. You've had your quarterback, Matt Wood, throw for over 1,000 yards this year. You've got a great running back in Ethan Skinner who's going to go over 1,500 yards in this football game. Tell the folks that haven't seen Hemingford and from our part of the state what your football team looks like, starting on offense and then switch us over to the defensive side of the ball.
Well, offensively, and that it's exactly right. We try and be balanced. We can go into some spread formations, or we can go double tight and run the ball too. So we're pretty versatile with what we do. We have multiple formations that we use, and everybody can run with the football in their hands on our team. So that's a really nice thing. The nicest thing about Matthew is. He's had 29 touchdowns and 0 interceptions, so he makes really smart decisions. And we give him a lot of freedom at the line of scrimmage. We run a lot of check with me plays where he picks the direction of the play to go based on what he feels and what they talk about in the offensive huddle. Now, on defense, we are very aggressive, in-your-face style. We bring a lot of extra guys. We don't sit back in any zone coverage. We're primarily a man team, and we'll bring a lot of heat and try and get you off balance, and we'll bring heat from all sorts of different directions. So those are kind of the styles that we like to play offensively and defensively.
Jordan, you touched on it a little bit at the start of the interview. This is still a young football team, only 3 seniors on this football team, if I read this right, and Blake Hanson, one of those, and he's great on both sides of the football for you. But leadership-wise and development, do you like what you've got from this year's team?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and Blake's a terrific leader. Our team wouldn't be where it's at right now if it wasn't for Blake Hanson. He basically calls our defense like Matthew Wood does for the offensive side of the football. Blake Hanson does for the defensive side. He sits at middle linebacker and he's pointing and telling people where to go and what play to call. And then he'll come off the field every once in a while and tell Coach Heemstra what he sees and what's going to work. So our senior leadership has been incredible. But yeah, we still do have a bunch of juniors and sophomores that play, and even a freshman at nose that plays a little bit. So we still are a young football team, but we like to think that with the experience that they have of this group of juniors has played quite a bit since they were freshmen. So we like to think of them as a little bit older, but yes, they still are sophomores, juniors.
Just a minute left here with Hemingford Bobcat head football coach Jordan Haas. Coach, your impressions of what you see in Elm Creek and what you've got to do to slow them down.
Elm Creek's they are a fundamentally sound football team. Coach Jace Doolin does an excellent job with his guys. They do assignments as well as anybody that we've seen on film. They run a lot of different stuff at you, and so it's going to be a challenge to try and find the right personnel group to get into the game to try and be effective against them.
A lot of the talk around here, Coach, is that this game might be decided up front. As far as the line goes, I see that you comparatively weight-wise kind of match up with Elm Creek. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we like our guys up front. We have a really good offensive line coach, and we do some technical things with our offensive line, so could have an advantage there. I know they bring a lot of guys up to the line of scrimmage, so it's going to be a lot of communication, and up front's definitely going to be a big factor in this game.
Well, Coach, looking forward to having you guys here. Hope the trip goes good, and we wish you the best of luck, and who knows, we may be talking again next week.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate coverage.
You bet. That's Hemingford Bobcat head football coach Jordan Haas with us on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll hear from Elm Creek coach Jace Doolin right after this on ESPN Radio.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as the Elm Creek Buffaloes get ready for a D1 matinee today, taking on the Hemingford Football Club that comes in undefeated. Coach Jace Doolin joins us here. And, Coach, it's been a few weeks since we chatted last, but your football team continues to roll on. Even though the one loss came, it was against Overton, and a lot of people would love to see a rematch next week. But I think that's maybe the big thing. There is no next week without this week. How are the kids handling that?
Oh, that's right. And we really kind of, when we get in the playoffs, we take each game at a time, and you have to. If you don't, you're going to be done. And so this week against Hemingford, we've kind of play our matchups and watch them on film and play our game, and I think we'll be all right.
Talk about the way your team has performed so far here in the playoffs. You guys just continue to put points on the board.
Yeah, we kind of offensively at the end of the regular season weren't on all cylinders, and then once we got in the playoffs, we kind of have picked that back up. Our offense is going strong right now, and defensively we just kind of would tell them to keep them from scoring right away and keep that momentum on our side, and if they score, it's got to be an 8-play drive. Not a lot of 8-man teams like to do that.
Jace Doolin chatting with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. You come out, you take care of Niobrara Verdigre, and then a rematch with Burwell last week. Obviously, they probably had some extra motivation after what you guys did to them last year. Let's go back just to that football game. You got out on them. Burwell made a run at you at the second half. How'd you like the way your kids responded?
We got up 28-7 at halftime and scored on the opening drive of the third quarter. So we were up 28 points, and then they came back and scored pretty quickly. And they got a little momentum, and it was kind of a scare because for our team to be tested and they got the momentum, we didn't really respond well to that, and Burwell kept it. So that's what we kind of focused on this week going into Hemingford. We know Hemingford's going to get some momentum, and as soon as they do, we just got to respond and shut it down as quickly as possible.
Your football team has rushed for over 3,000 yards already this season. You've kept it pretty balanced with Hayden Geis. If he has a good game here, could go over 1,000 yards for the season. Christian Best, even quarterback Nick Crowley's over 600 yards. That all points to a pretty darn good offensive line, and sometimes those boys don't get the credit they deserve. But talk about their play so far this season.
And it majority points to that offensive line, like you said, and they just really they've really responded. They're young up front. We've challenged them with communicating and being on the same page, and that's really kind of how they've responded. They communicate well. They click. They get each other, and that's just huge for our team. Another aspect is just having Jake Barling at fullback. That helps when you get a run behind him.
We went through this kind of a little bit last week when we did the Amherst-Loomis game. At the eight-man level, sometimes you've got some youngsters on the line, which I always feel is a whole different situation than putting them out there at wide receiver. But not only you just talked about Jake Bartling, but you got a freshman, Nate, on the line there for you. You got Gutierrez, who's just a sophomore. Talk about their development, because that's a rarity to see freshmen and sophomore really shine at the varsity level.
Yeah, both Nate and Anthony, they just really kind of have progressed through the whole year. Going into the year, we knew they were going to be young and really make some freshman and sophomore mistakes. Getting into the year and now in the playoffs, they've really responded, and they're playing like juniors and seniors, and it shows on the field. They know where to go. They know their assignments, and they get after it. The other guard, Nick Mostek, has kind of been their backbone. He's been their senior leader.
Let's take a look at Hemingford here. We're talking with Jace Doolin, the head football coach at Elm Creek. This is a football team we're a little familiar with. They've got over the hump. Last year they got upset by Loup City in the second round, but now they're able to continue their undefeated season and come to your place. They've got an excellent running back here, it looks like, in Ethan Skinner, and they're not afraid to throw the ball a little bit. What's your thoughts on their football team?
Yeah, they do a good job of balancing their offense. They run the ball very well. Skinner's, he's got over, I think, 1,200, 1,400 yards. And he's a hard runner. He's quick. He hits the hole hard. And when they get the opportunity, they use their run game, and they'll use that to pass. And when they pass, I think he has 40-some completions for 26 touchdowns. They really like to score when they want to pass.
And they do put the points on the board. I guess, Jace, how do you look at this? You guys score a lot, so do they. And I mean, this is a football team that has even scored 20 more touchdowns than you did. Now we'll see how that competition stacks up when they play you. But what do you do to slow these guys down?
Really, you just gotta keep defensive-wise, you really just got to keep yourself between them and the end zone. If they make completions, you just got to make the tackle. Can't miss tackles on defense. When you got the opportunity to make a turnover and the ball's on the ground or ball's in the air, you got to go get it. You really kind of make them march on the field. In eight-man, it's just kind of a game where you try to score quickly because it gives you a lot of momentum. Eight-man schools, about everyone in the state wants to score right away. If you have to drive, it just kind of really wears on your team, and it doesn't seem like when you score 60 points and the game starts becoming a 20, 30-point game, teams can get frustrated, and I think that's what we got to do to them.
Finally, Coach, how was practice? This is always kind of that weird time where you have to practice over the weekend, work on Saturday and Sunday. It's an afternoon game. It's kind of a different routine for the kids. How have they handled it?
They've handled it well. It's nice that on the weekend. We can go at 2 o'clock right when kickoff is, so everything's the same. We really kind of, for the kids, I always tell them every year that if you're practicing on the weekends, you're doing something special.
Well, let's see if we can keep it going and take another step closer to Lincoln, and hopefully we can chat again next week. Chase, thanks for the time.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Chase Doolin, head football coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Well, it's time for our 5 Points Bank starting lineups. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Let's start with the away team, the Hemingford Bobcats today. Led by number 5, Matthew Wood, a starting quarterback and safety junior, 175 pounds. Kyle Kamen, the right side outside linebacker. And left end, he'll also do a little punting tonight, number 9 on our program, senior 185-pounder. Brady Turk, number 21, a junior 155-pounder. He'll be your wingback and safety tonight. You'll see him do a lot of returning as well. 26, Trevor Benj, the senior 175-pound left end. Blake Hansen, the middle linebacker and center, number 40, the 200-pound senior. Ethan Skinner, number 45, the I-back and left defensive end. The big old 185-pound junior will be calling his name a lot. Skinner on the year approaching 1,500 yards. Number 52, Asa Carlson, the nose guard tonight, junior 220-pounder. Trevor Benj, the left outside linebacker and right guard. He's a 220-pound sophomore, number 56. Colt Foster, the right end and right and tight end, junior 195-pounder, number 80. And that's your starting lineups for the Hemingford Bobcats. Now it's time for the home team, the 2013 Elm Creek Buffaloes. Number 7, Hayden Geis, the senior running back, 5'9", 175-pounder. Number 12, Nick Crowley, the quarterback for the team, the junior and safety, 6'2", 180-pounds. Austin Stolpe, number 11, the defensive end tonight, 6'4", 170-pound junior. Bailey Schoenhofer, the center tonight, number 19, 5'11", 150-pound senior. Christian Best, the center tonight, number 22, 5'8", 160-pound junior. Zach Johnson, the senior, starting tight end and safety, 5'11", 155-pounds. Number 30, Devin Hollowell, the junior, tight end and defensive end, 5'10", 170-pounds. Nick Mostek, the senior offensive lineman, 6', 175-pounder. He wears number 44. Number 45 is Jake Bartling, the starting fullback and linebacker, 6', 220-pounds. Anthony Gutierrez, number 55, the sophomore offensive lineman, 5'6", 225-pounds. Nate Barling, the number 64, the freshman offensive and defensive lineman, 6', 225-pounds. So those are your starting lineups, brought to you by 5 Points Bank and Kearney. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank. We're going to step aside for about 2 minutes here for the national anthem, and we'll be back here on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, 6-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Rally back to pass on third down and seven, falls incomplete. It'll be fourth down and punting situation. Sorry for the technical difficulties, folks. Elm Creek did pick up one first down while we were away. We're back now, gained about 10 yards of total offense. It'll be fourth down and about seven to go here for the Buffaloes. So the first punt of the ball game. Low snap, finally picked up and fielded a nice kick and over end kick. Calling for a fair catch is Hemingford, and Hemingford at the 19-yard line will catch that. So no return on the play. Nice catch there by Turek fielding the ball. So it'll be first down and 10 for Hemingford at the 19-yard line.
Yep, Hemingford's going to see if they can run the ball. If they can't, we told you they had an explosive passing game that by the time they put the ball in the air and it's caught, that it ends up in a touchdown a lot of the time. So we'll see what happens with Hemingford on this drive.
But by the running back, Ethan Skinner, approaching 1,500 rushing yards. I believe he only needs 9 on the game to get this one. They're going to hand it off to him. Off the right side, he's going to get tackled after he gets across the 20-yard line. Stays in bounds about 3 yards on the carry.
Only 3 yards there for Skinner, but if you pick up 3 yards, you're really close to getting a first down. By the time you get third down, you just need a yard here or there. We'll see if Hemingford makes a bigger play on the second down.
Officially a gain of 4 on the play. It's a second down and 6. 8:45 left in this one. ESPN 1460 and 1550. Under center is Wood, the quarterback. Elm Creek doing a little shifting, and I believe it caused the Elm Creek offensive line to jump. Penalty flag on the field.
Yep, everybody was pointing at 56 there on the line for Hemingford. Looks like Beg might have moved a little bit.
Lined off sides. Looked like illegal formation was the actual call there. Was some movement up front, so the multiple penalty flags, they'll take the lining up offside, so it'll be second down and 11 now for the Bobcats from the 23-yard line. Under center, in the shotgun now is Wood. Wood's got a diamond backfield with him. He's going to run the option to the left side, pitch it out there to Wood. Wood gets across the 20-yard line, gets close to the 25-yard line before he's taken down there. Gain of roughly about 4 or 5 on the play.
And to paint the picture for you, Hemingford doing a quarterback to the coach, get the call, hustle all the way back to his huddle, relay that call, so we'll see how Matthew Wood's able to handle that job, part of his job description.
All right, the penalty has made it third in about 6 years for the Bobcats instead of about 3rd and 3. Wood in the shotgun formation, no running backs. Got a man split out to each side. Rolls to the right, throws out there, it's incomplete. Not a very good throw there. Intended for Skinner, his running back, falls incomplete. So it'll bring up a punting situation now for the Bobcats.
Skinner cut left and into the field while Wood was expecting him to go right and to the outside to the boundary and get a catch. It didn't quite work, so it'll bring up 4th and 7 here as Hemingford's going to have to kick the ball away.
Hemingford back to kick away. Hayden Geis, the returner for the Buffaloes. High snap, fielded okay. Booted away, end-over-end kick, going to be fielded at the 20 by Geis. Gets across the 25-yard line, picks up a block there, and gets wrestled down at the 26-yard line. Good punt coverage there for the Bobcats. Geis had one guy, picked up one block, but the second guy came through, broke the wall, and tackled him at the 26-yard line. So first down and 10, 7:22 left. We're scoreless here, ESP at 1460 and 1550.
Elm Creek is going to get to start this drive pretty much where their last drive ended. They were stuck at the 11 when we first started the game on the opening kickoff, and then they got about to this position. They're on the 25. We'll see if they can move the ball a little bit more forward.
Elm Creek moving right to left as you look into your radio dial, west to east. You're in Elm Creek, Nebraska, the D1 west bracket. It's going to be a handoff to the fullback, Bartling. Bartling fights forward, gains 3 or 4, still fighting for it. Finally whistled down about the 29-yard line. So gain of about 4 there for the fullback, Bartling.
It took about 4 or 5 Bobcats to finally get him down. He's just a big, tall guy, big, strong fullback, 6'3", 220. It's going to take a lot of Bobcats to bring that down.
First time we've seen Bartling. Bartling really good defensively. His team in tackles is an absolute machine on that side of the ball. So, second down and 7 from the 28-yard line now for Bobcats. Under center is Crowley, the quarterback. Swings out to the left side. He's going to pitch it now to Bartling as well. And Bartling this time didn't get anywhere going. The big boy gets tackled at the 25-yard line, so it'll be a loss of 3 and 3rd down and 10 for the Buffaloes.
And Cole Foster just did a wonderful job. Perfect textbook tackle there. Wrapped his arms right around the waist of Bartling and just dragged him to the ground. So they make it 3rd and 10 and a rough spot for the Buffaloes to be in right now.
You know, we were kind of expecting maybe a lot of points to be scored so far. We're scoreless, 6:16 left in the opening period of play. Rowley under center. He's going to fake the handoff now. He's going to get flushed out of the pocket to the left, picks up a block there on the left side. He's going to break it and go down the sideline across the 30, across the 35-yard line, gets hit out of bounds at midfield right at the 40-yard line. So the blitz didn't quite work there for Hemingford. Now Crowley escapes the pocket and picks up the first down.
And it was just a rough situation. It looked like a sure sack with number 45 encroaching in Ethan Skinner. making plays on the running back side, looked to make plays for the Bobcats on the second side, and Crowley just escaped and got a 12-yard scamper out of it and made a big play.
12 yards, good enough for their second first down of the game. They're right at midfield now in Hemingford territory. Under center, Crowley hands it off to the running back, breaks a tackle. He's got one man to beat. He beats him 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Buffalo. Aiden Geis scampers 37 yards for the score at 6-0 Buffalo.
Aiden Geis had to just make one cut, and he was able to make it to pick out the Bobcat. Got all the way down the field, 40 yards, got the touchdown up.
43 yards at 6-0. They're going to go for two, as most eight-man teams do. Going to be lined up for the extra point. Excuse me. Geis will hold. And Hollowell will kick this away. Hollowell the junior. Snaps high. Gets the hold down. The kick is up. And it is good. Penalty flag late. Or that might be a towel on the field there. Yeah, that's a towel. So field goal is good. 7-0 Buffaloes is the score. 5:54 left remaining in the first quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And back here in Elm Creek, 7-0. The Buffaloes on top of the Bobcats from Hemingford. Bloom will kick this baby away, and that's going to go into the end zone for a touchback for the Buffaloes. So nice kick there by Bloom. First down and 10 from the 15-yard line for the Bobcats. The first series went 3-and-out, Merritt.
Yep, and Hemingford disappointed on that spot there. A team that puts up points and for their first drive to just go 3-and-out is not what they planned. They planned on, you know, three drives, but scoring a touchdown. Instead, three drives, don't get very far. The penalty really killed them. Let's see if they don't have penalties and can capitalize on a drive here.
Wood out of the shotgun formation. Sends a man in motion, different six formation set. Now he's going to hand the ball off to Skinner. Skinner across the left side, stiff arms the man, breaks another tackle, reaches for the first down yard line. Looks like he's going to get it by about a yard there. Nice solid run there by Skinner on first down.
And that's the type of team that we heard about here, Skinner being able to get the ball, breaking a couple tackles there. There were a couple arm tackles by the Buffaloes that just didn't allow Skinner to go down. So Skinner was able to get about 9 yards. Doesn't look like they're going to give him the first down on that play.
Skinner is 5'11", 190-pound junior. He'll be back next year. A lot of these Buffaloes will be as well. Under center now, Wood's going to hand it off to the fullback. And it's going to be close depending on the spot. I believe they're going to give it to him on forward progress. So there's their first down in the game. Hemingford, team out west, Merritt, you know, a lot of those teams, they don't get a lot of respect, but Hemingford with a perfect season and looking to make a deep playoff run to send a message.
Yeah, it's a question of who you play, and when you're out on the west side of things, there's only so many schools distance-wise they can reach, and so Hemingford just had to show people in the playoffs what they're doing.
First down and 10, back to pass now is Wood. Wood escapes the pocket, got some running room, beats the man there, gets across midfield, or nearing midfield across the 35-yard line. Going to have enough of the first down. Gained 13 on the play for the quarterback.
And that was a spot that Wood just got the ball and noticed an opening as pressure was, the pocket was collapsing around him. Made a few yards. Didn't meet anybody until he was about 8 yards down the field. Was able to scoop out of that tackle and get an extra five that picked up the first down.
7-0. The Buffaloes on top of the Bobcats. Elm Creek on top of Hemingford. Hemingford with the ball and driving though. Wood out of the shotgun formation, going to send a jet man in motion, high snap, and a penalty flag, maybe a gracious penalty flag, because that looked like it might have been a fumble.
Yeah, Wood had to extend his entire body up there and get the ball. And a sophomore, 160 pounds, just had to
reach right up there and get it. He got it, but going to take the penalty first as a false start happened to move him 5 yards back. And this is what derailed Hemmingford's drive the last time was a penalty. Let's see if they can move past this penalty and get the drive to continue.
They sent Turek in motion out of the jet sweep. This time they're going to go under center I formation. Skinner dots the I from the I back position. They're going to give it to him off the left side. Hits his own man, gets across the 35-yard line, going to be near the original line of scrimmage. Picks up all five of that back.
Yep, the Buffaloes were able to put pressure on the line, get in the backfield a little bit, so Skinner had to jump out, and by that point there, Buffaloes in the secondary were able to get to that line of scrimmage and meet him right there. So, being about second and 11 here, it looks like.
4:46 left to go in this one, thanks to our sponsors, Tom Denzel Automotive, Channel Seed, and T&L Irrigation, for bringing you playoff football here on ESPN 1460 and 1570. Skinner's going to get the ball again, gets across the 40-yard line this time, and gets hit hard there by the Buffaloes, so it'll be third down and manageable now for the Hemmingford Bobcats.
Throw in there that Brady Truek actually sneaked in there and got those yards. Brady Truek got the ball and was able to get about 7 yards to make a manageable third and two position.
Well, sent Skinner out here to the near side, and Turek took it up the middle, gained 8 yards, his second carry of the game. So third down and two from the 34-yard line, so still early, but a big first down here for the Bobcats. Wood under center, got a man put out to the right, that's Skinner. Going to toss this one to the running back, Turek again. Turek gets the first down, gets across the 25-yard line, gets drugged out of bounds there by Crowley. For the Bobcats, or the Buffaloes, well, we're going to have another first down for the Bobcats. They're third so far this drive, and a nice drive going so far, man.
You know, the Buffaloes were in position to make that, but one of them took a wrong angle, and Truex just was able to get to that corner, cut it, and gain the yards that they need to get the first down, and now they're getting closer and closer to the red zone.
4 minutes left in this one. Wood in the shotgun formation. Skinner split out to the right side. Turek, to the left. He's going to throw it out there for him, complete at the 20-yard line. He's going to get trying to fight for the 15-yard line. He's going to be just short, so we'll call it the 14-yard line. Nice quick slant route there on the left side, Wood to Turek.
Yep, it was a quick stop and go. He stopped, stayed there till the quarterback got him the ball. Then he was able to catch it, move the ball forward, caught it about 5 yards, moved it about three more after that. A short second and two here.
Wood doing the shotgun. Another high snap fumble this time. He's just going to fall on it. Oh, he doesn't miss it. And, yep, the ref's going to call him down, so it won't be a turnover here. Very, very bang-bang play. It could have went either way there, but it looks like Hemmingford will retain possession instead of turning the ball over there. So big break there for Wood and the Bobcats.
Yeah, I'm not sure Wood ever got full control of the ball because as he went down to cover it, it squirted out the other side, and Elm Creek was able to cover it with three of Buffaloes right there, but they called him down. Elm Creek's going to have to capitalize on this long trip that Hemmingford has right here on third.
So Hemmingford, third down
and a mile.
15 to go for the first down. Wood out of the shotgun. He fakes it to Skinner. He's going to look for Turek on the right sideline. Incomplete. Well covered there. Double coverage for the Buffaloes. Falls incomplete to fourth down and probably a punting situation here for Hemmingford.
Wood was hoping that Truick was going to post in and then rip out to the outside. It didn't quite work out that way. He got slowed down by a couple Buffaloes and so put it down to fourth down. Let's see what they do here. I'm not sure that Hemmingford's the field goal type of team.
They break the huddle, and it looks like they will punt it away now. Could easily go for a fake this far in Elm Creek territory. They are going to punt it away, though. End over end kick, not a very good kick. It's around the 15-yard line, going to roll back a little bit and be down right there at the 16-yard line by Skinner. So Elm Creek, after, you know, letting Hemmingford drive down a little bit, you know, had the big penalty there, and their defense held, forced another punt.
Yep, it's not necessarily whether the D can put you in a three-and-out position, but stopping you from putting up points, and that's what Elm Creek's defense did. The Buffaloes were able to stand fast, and they capitalized on a couple penalties that Hemmingford had and a missed opportunity there with a snap over Wood's head.
Right, first down and 10 under center now of the Buffaloes. They're going to take this snap, run a little dive up the middle, run the fake very well to the outside, gain probably three or four on the carry, so second down and 7.
coming up for Elm Creek.
Yep, they gave the ball right there to Jake Bartling, and he just shoved through the line and got about 4 yards. But they also faked the sweep out, and I was interested to see if that's just going to set it up later for Elm Creek to make a big play.
Elm Creek breaks the huddle now. Rowley still under center. Takes his snap. Pitch to the right side. Got a hole there on the right side. Picks up a block in the secondary across the 40-yard line, across the 35. He's still going. 30, 25, 20. Down to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Buffaloes.
There's an interesting position because there's laundry on the field right under the 32, and I'm not sure what happened there.
Christian Best. Wave. Big run there. But there is penalty yardage.
Question of, is this holding? It would be disappointing because Best was far and away from anybody. It was already a touchdown. It would be disappointing if this penalty would bring it all the way back. Let's see what it is.
Best went 65 yards up that right sideline, cut back in the secondary on the left side, and probably that's where your holding call was. So it is a hold, so the points will come off the board. Still have enough for a first down. The Buffaloes will keep the chains moving, but you'd rather have points than merit.
Well, I want to throw out Nick Raleigh's name because he just did a wonderful job. He made the pitch. His fullback, Jake Bartling, made the block, and then Crowley gets all the way in front of his running back, gets able to be in a position to block for him, and it just that's what sprung the Buffaloes to be in a position of scoring. But instead, a penalty draws them back. They did gain enough yards to get the first down, so we'll see what happens from about the 33 right here.
Best officially 19 on the carry there, moves the first down marker. They're going to hand it off now. They're only going to get about a yard here across the 35-yard line. So big play taken away and only get a yard on their first down carry.
But this is what good teams are made of. You have possibilities where you can score points, and there's going to be setups. There's going to be walls in front of your way, and you have to knock those walls down. And so the Buffaloes did it once. They're not going to let a penalty stop them from scoring here. They're going to try to put up more points.
2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Elm Creek on top 7-0 and with the ball. At the 35-yard line, they're going to hand this off again off the left side. And again, not much going, another yard or two for the Buffaloes.
Yep, it's going to be about third and manageable here. And Elm Creek, you know, you hope that you're not deflated here after finding out that you missed your opportunity to score. Third down and 7, we'll see what happens here for Elm Creek.
Best. With the carry there, 1 yard that time. And Crowley goes in, gets the play from the sideline, brings it in, breaks the huddle now under center. Taking their time are the Buffaloes. They're in no hurry. Hemingford looking like they'll probably bring a blitz here. They're going to send one man. They're going to QB spy him on the right side, and it's thrown up there, and it's almost intercepted. Tipped away there at the right at the first down marker. A delayed blitz with almost a QB spy on the left side. And Crowley just kind of threw it up there, hoping somebody would get it, and it was tipped away, almost intercepted there by Wood.
Both ends were beat for Elm Creek, and Hemingford just was able to collapse the pocket around Crowley. He was able to escape, put the ball in a position where it was, and as Wood almost intercepted it, if Hellwell was able to be sitting up, he would have been able to catch the ball, but he was face down after a dive to try to get it.
So no points because of the penalty, and Elm Creek will punt this away. It's a high punt, end-over-end kick. It's going to be fielded there by Turek. Turek at the 14-yard line makes a man move. He's going to go back now, try and pick it up, and he's going to be ankle-tackled there at around the 11. The gain 4, and then gives it right back. So a gain of nothing on the return for Turek.
There's one person that I'm seeing on this Buffaloes team that really wants to win, and that's Crowley. Turek was almost going to be a cut opposite side of the field to the far side of the field. But he had somebody on his ankles, and that was Crowley, and he was not going to let him get any more yards.
So just under a minute to go here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Glad you can join us for playoff football brought to you by T&L Irrigation, Channel Seed, and Tom Dinsdale Automotive. First down and 10 for the Bobcats from their 11-yard line. Going to be a pitch out to Skinner on the right side. Cuts it up. Has a man there. Picks up a block. Gets across the 15 to the 16-yard line. So gains about 6 on first down. For the big boy, Skinner.
And Elm Creek did everything right. They had people in position to make the tackle, but, you know, Skinner's able to dance and juke his way out of the way to pick up 6 yards and make it 2nd and 4 as the clock's ticking down. Maybe one last play left in this first quarter.
There is enough time for one play, 22 seconds left. Wood, the quarterback, brings in the play from the sideline. They're going to break the huddle now. No tight ends, no split ends. Wood, Turek, and Skinner. Now they're going to adjust the formation. They're going to send Turek onto the line. They're going to hand it off to Skinner. Looked like he was going to... No, and Wood keeps it. Looked like they were going to run some trickeration there. A nice fake there by Wood. He kept the ball. Going to have just enough for the first down. And that looks like it'll do it for the first quarter of play. 7-0 Buffaloes of Elm Creek on top of Hemingford, the Bobcats, here in this D1 West Bracket matchup, the 2-3 matchup. You're on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll be back in 1 minute.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
With our producer and engineer, Grant Sparks, alongside Mary Lawson, I'm Jeff Fabel. 7-0, Elm Creek on top. Hemingford with the ball. Hemingford's going to hand this off to Skinner. Skinner gets across the 25-yard line, across the 30-yard line, falls forward at the 30-yard line, going to gain 8 yards on the play. Second down and 2 coming up. As we approach the 2:30 mark, it's getting pretty close. Stewart and Medicine Valley are going to kick off. They are the 2:30 game. They are in D2. We'll give you scores as they come up in that game. And don't forget Amherst and Wallace on Classic Kids 98.9 and Giltner and Wynot on The Breeze 94.5. Wood in the shotgun now. Skinner and Turek beside him. He's going to be keeping this one as Zion quarterback Kiefer gets across the 35-yard line, falls forward to the 37-yard line. Give him another yard there. Gain of 7 and another Bobcat first down.
They control everything out of a pro set formation where Wood is back and he's got a eye back to his right and a fullback to his left, and they can switch that out with the end on the line. It really makes it so that they could maybe run with that fullback, run with that eye back, or switch with the end and get a bigger guy out to block.
Again, with the shotgun formation for Wood, Skinner and Turek beside him. They're going to hand this one off on the counterplay. Falls out. It looked like he was down. He was down. That was actually Foster. Minor. Excuse me, they brought in the tight end. They shipped him and Turek every once in a while. Turek will go down to the tight end. They'll bring Miner back to the running back, and they handed that one off to Miner. Fumbled the ball, but they said he was down. So second down and 10 for Bobcats.
So we'll see what Hemingford is to do as they moving the ball down the field and see what that is.
That was Foster. Excuse me, I keep looking at the wrong program. Under center now. Second down and 10 for the Bobcats. Going to hand this one off to Skinner. Skinner gets across the 40-yard line, picks up 3, and third down.
So it's about third and manageable right here. Hemingford has a good drive going where they're getting the quarterback active, they're getting ends active, they're getting their eye backs active. This is a spot where they've been able to throw it down the field and get the touchdown when Elm Creek might be just looking for a run play here that they don't know what's coming at them.
Shotgun formation. Turek split out to the left side. They're going to send Skinner in motion on the jet sweep. Fake it to him. Wood's going to keep it on the right side. Breaks the tackle there. Rickson gets taken down. Going to be awfully close to the first down depending on the spot. And it looks like Merritt, so they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, forward progress allows Wood to get that first down. Jake Bartling, 45 for Elm Creek, was in the position to make it, but he couldn't stop Wood from moving forward. He made that tackle, wrapped up, but Wood said, nope, I'm getting past these markers. You're not going to stop me. And that what helped Hemingford get the first down.
Hemingford already their sixth first down of the ball game. Breaking the huddle now is Wood. Wood, double tight formation, dot the I, the Maryland I formation. Elm Creek trying to switch him up. A little movement on the defense. They're going to hand this off to Skinner. Skinner breaks through. gets taken down, ridden down there around the 24-yard line. Gains, let's say, 8 on the play. Nice first down carry for Skinner again.
Yep, Skinner got to beat everybody except Nick Crowley. He was able to make the tackle, but it looked pretty dangerous. He had his hand up where there might be a horse collar type of play. He was able to drop it, get around the waist, and bring down Skinner, but not after he gained 8 yards.
Skinner already has 8 carries, third carry of 8 yards or more for the junior. Same formation now. Wood's going to hand this one off. Skinner breaks it again down the sideline, gets near the 15-yard line. Going to be knocked out officially at the 16-yard line, so picks up another first down, gains 8 on the play. Skinner just keeps giving him the ball and keeps getting about 6 to 8 yards per carry.
This is the question of how tough can Elm Creek defense be, because this is when Hemingford has finally put it together. They're running the ball successfully. They're moving down the field. Elm Creek needs to stiffen up, as now Hemingford's in the red zone. Otherwise, it's going to be a tie ball game when it was almost 14 to nothing just a couple plays ago.
First down, 10 yards to go, double tight. Wood will take this one, hand it off to Turek. Turek gets across the 15-yard line, gets close to the 10, gets across the 10 now. Downs around the 9-yard line for game 7 for Turek. Turek, nice change of pace back. You know, Skinner and Turek seem to be the two they're going to there.
Yep, lightning and thunder definitely, as Skinner's that booming back that you don't want to be in the way of, and Turek's just that dancer that can get outside and get some points on the board, and it seems to be that's what Hemingford's planning on the 2nd and 3.
Turek, also a junior, 5'9", 165-pounder. We're going to hand it off to him again this time. This time he lowers his shoulder. He's going to try and get to the first down. I think he's going to be just short. He's just shy of the 6-yard line, so it'll be dang close, depending on the official spot here. We got a timeout. Looks like we'll bring in the chains here for a measurement.
You have to play back the thing here a little bit. Elm Creek almost had it, 14-0. But a penalty around the 33-yard line marched it back 10 yards, and Elm Creek couldn't recover after making that penalty. It didn't work. We're marching the chains out, and it looks like they got it by the nose of the football. So Hemingford will have a first and goal. Ball around the 6-yard line, and we'll see if Elm Creek can stiffen up here, stop Hemingford. They were in this position before in the first quarter, and so maybe Elm Creek can stop them again in the second.
Benefited last series, a false start penalty for Hemingford brought them out of the red zone and forced them to punt the ball away. So Wood under center now, going to pitch this one out to Skinner. Skinner on the left side follows Turek, the blocker. He's going to get near the goal line, gets knocked out, let's say, at the 2-yard line, so it gains 7 on the play.
That was the great wall of Elm Creek right there. They was not going to let him get into the end zone there. So a few yards, but not a whole lot. It looks like they gained 2 of the 6 that they needed, so about 4 yards left. So we'll see what happens here on second down.
Second down and goal. Looks like it'll be spotted at the 2-yard line. Got to expect Skinner here, if you're Elm Creek, maybe plug that line. Shotgun formation. Skinner to his right. They're going to fake it to him, throw it out to Turek in the flat. Wide open is Turek. 2-yard touchdown pass. And Bobcats are on the board.
And Elm Creek just looks deflated at this point. They did everything they could in the first quarter. They got 7 points and they were in the lead. But Hemingford finally got their offense moving and going for 2 in this position. I would venture to guess they're not a big field goal or point after touchdown position. Looking at the stats, they haven't even attempted a field goal this season.
Beautiful play call, you know, faking it to Skinner and having Foster back there as well. Kimmy Linton Turk go out and be a receiver and catch that one wide open. So they are going to go for 2 now, and they're going to hand it off to Skinner, and Skinner's going to step off a man, reach for the pylon, and he's no good. Tough angle for the ref. Looked like he might have reached for the pylon. It would have been close, but he said no, he didn't get in. So the point after touchdown is no good. So Elm Creek stays on top 7-6 right now in the 2-3 West matchup here in Class E1. 7:31 to go. You're listening to ESPN 1460 and 1550 and worldwide at flatriverpreps.com. We'll be back in 1 minute.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And the kickoff is up in the air, and it's going to go out of bounds for the penalty. So we're back here in Elm Creek. 7-6 your score, 7:31 to go. And this one, Elm Creek on top.
Yep, Elm Creek, just before, they were 14 points in the lead, but a penalty drew them back. They are going to re-kick this one off, march them back and re-kick it off. But we talked about at the beginning of the game that Hemingford, when they pass the ball, they're successful. Well, they've got two passes to be completed. One of them was for a touchdown.
Wood will kick this off again. They're going to back him up five more yards. They'll kick it off from the 25-yard line. Geis back deep for the Buffaloes. This one's a much better kick right in the middle of the field, and Geis is going to field that one at the five, kind of runs it into his own guy there, gets across the 15-yard line, breaks another tackle, and finally gets struggling down around the 24-yard line. Late flag comes in, probably a face mask. We'll have to wait for the official call.
Yep, we'll see what tripped up Hayden Geis there. He kind of took a dive and looked like he might have been able to make a play. And they'll call the penalty on Hemingford and move him forward on a horse collar.
So, Geis with a nice return. Looks like he could have got a little bit more. He'll get 15 more. So the Buffaloes will set up near midfield, about the 38-yard line. So excellent starting field position for Elm Creek. Elm Creek under center now. Double tights. High formation look. Bartling the fullback. Geis, the running back. Rowley takes the snap, pitches it out on the right side, stiff arms the man, gets across the 30-yard line. Geis, with a beautiful run, going to pick up a first down and know a little bit more. Gains 12 on the play. Good pitch play there by the Buffaloes.
Yep, the stiff arm button's probably broken on Geis' controller there because he just stiff armed three or four Bobcats on the way down. He was able to get the yardage he needed for a first down. And this is the Elm Creek offense. This is the offense that we predicted when the game was about to start.
7-6 your score, 7-16 left in the opening half for Ravenna Sanitation Show. Coming up next, we're going to be giving it Bartling now. Bartling across the 25-yard line. The fullback bulldozes forward and gets a couple more. That's actually Geis again, isn't it?
Yep, Geis is moving the ball very successfully, leading the Buffaloes a little bit down this drive. Got about 14 on that first carry. Got about 7 on this one.
Lining up Geis at fullback. Geis trying to get the ball as often as he can. Dots to the eye this time. Bartling the fullback as well. A little split Maryland eye here. Going to give it to Bartling this time. Bartling, the big boy, rumbles, breaks a tackle, spins out of that one near the 15-yard line. So another first down for the Buffaloes. This time Bartling picks it up.
Yeah, Bartling giving the Chris Berman appreciation of rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, and was able to get that first down, get the yards they needed. And Elm Creek is moving the ball successfully, capitalizing on that horse collar penalty on the kickoff return.
So Bartling, with a beautiful run, picks up around 8 on the play. So first down and 10 into the red zone, all the Buffaloes. Elm Creek under center now. They're going to hand this off to the running back. Running back gets 3, 4, 5 more right up the middle. Another off-tackle play. And it was Geis again.
And that was it. Was the best of the world there because it looked like a sloppy exchange from Crowley and Geis. But Geis was able to get the ball, and he's just a small little 5'9", 170-pounder that's just going to sneak under those linemen and get the yards that they needed, about 5. So make it 2nd and 5 right here as they get closer and closer to the end zone.
I mean, for trying to make a late substitution, unable to complete it. So we'll see what their defensive looks. Looks like they're going to bring pressure up the middle from the middle linebacker. Design quarterback naked bootleg to the right side. And the pressure is just too much. And it's going to be a loss of about a yard or two now.
It would be interesting to see if Crowley was able to pass the ball. He had people out there. Mostek was out there being an offensive lineman, but you can't be an offensive lineman very often and catch a football.
It's not going to work like Tampa Bay did yesterday.
A blitz there, you know, you run the risk of letting a man open, and there was a man open. It's just the blitz got there before Crowley could release it. So third down, six to go for the Buffaloes. Going to hand this one off now to Geist. Geist lowers his shoulder, gets across the 10-yard line, around the 8-yard line. So he's going to gain about 4 or 5, so he's going to be about a yard or two short there.
Yep, and it's a fourth and short, and that's when you look at the field goal positions. They attempted 4 this season. None of them went in, so we'll probably see them go for it right here on fourth down.
Oh, no question about it. They're going to break the huddle. High formation look. Crowley under center, Bartling the fullback, and Geist the running back. Dots the Maryland high formation. Going to be a handoff to Geist. Geist gets hit right there by the Hemingford defensive line. Forward progress will be dang near close to that first down. We'll have to see where the officials spot it. They're going to look across the field.
Have to go with the far official, which was further down the field. It'll be close. They're going to bring in a measurement, and this is going to be really close. You know, Elm Creek had all the momentum at the beginning of the game. They got on the board first. Then it looked like they had a touchdown taken away. Hemingford was able to capitalize on the position. Elm Creek wants to answer back. They need this first down. They stretch out the chains, and he is just short.
By the nose of a football, as soon as the chains was extended, you could tell who had stopped the play because Hemingford players were jumping for joy, and the Elm Creek Buffaloes started to hang their head, but you can't hang your head for long because now you need another defensive stop. Otherwise, Hemingford could take their first lead of the ballgame.
And the best part of this rough scenario for Elm Creek is Hemingford stuck in their territory right now. If they can stop the Bobcats from moving the ball, then they'll be able to punt, get the ball right back where they were after that penalty, and be right back on it. It just depends if their defense is stiff right now for the Buffaloes.
4:26 left in this one. Skinner's going to get this tackle off right tackle, gets across the 10-yard line. So right at the 10-yard line, going to gain probably 3 on the play.
Yep, Crowley was able to make that tackle stop Hemingford from making more yards than possibly could on that play. We'll see what happens as 2nd and 7 comes up. This is really an important drive for Elm Creek. They got to answer back. They got to get the ball back as Wood runs back to his huddle to call the play.
Just under 4 minutes now, 3:58 left in the first half of play. 7-6, we expect a lot of points, but when you got two teams that are this good, this late in the game, I'm not surprised that the defense is taking over. Wood in the shotgun, going to fake the handoff and give it on the reverse to Turek. Turek gets across the 10-yard line. Gets knocked out at around the 15-yard line. Tried the old fake cross buck. Faked it to Skinner. Gave it to Turek. He comes to the near sideline. Gains 4 on the play.
And this brings up a third and manageable for Hemingford. They've been able to run the ball successfully with rarely ever getting stopped in the backfield and rarely ever getting stopped after 2 or 3 yards. We'll see what happens here on this third down in about 2.
0-0 so far. Medicine Valley and Stewart. Early in the first quarter there. Shotgun snap. Wood will hand this off to Turek. Turek gets across the 15-yard line, near the 20-yard line. Picks up another Bobcat first down. Nice job by Turek going north-south instead of east-west. Picked up the first down, about 3 or 4 more.
Zach Johnson getting that tackle for the Buffaloes, but it was too little too late. The yardage was already made for the first down, so it'll be 1st and 10 at about the 20-yard line here for Hemingford. We'll see what happens as the drive continues.
Both teams have all timeouts left, so that won't be a big issue if you're going to start running your two-minute offense. They need to go all the way 60 yards to get into pay dirt. 3 minutes left in the opening period. Elm Creek shift their defense to try and fool them. Ball's on the ground. Hemingford, the quarterback, didn't even get the ball. Elm Creek thinks they got it, and they do.
And that's a big position. We've seen a couple sloppy center exchanges between both teams, actually. But Wood, that snap was low. He had to try to go down for it. Couldn't get a hold of it. This puts up Elm Creek in the position that they were just in a little bit ago, getting closer to the red zone, trying to put up points. This would be a huge swing for the Buffaloes if they're able to convert on some points here.
Massive turnover there. Wood didn't even go for it. It felt like it was just laying there. Elm Creek recovers it. First down and goal now from the 14-yard line. And a pitch play out to Geist, and Geist gets nowhere fast. Loses about 3 or 4 there. It's actually Best. Best comes in there, relieves Geist on first down.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was the same football that was just fumbled a little bit ago, but that's what it was again. It was just fumbled. and it might be greased up. It might be a little cold and slicker because this might be the first time that you're playing in this 36-degree weather.
Second down, 14 to go. Bartling, the fullback, Geist, the running back. Rowley will fake it to both of them. Keep this one, gets dropped at the 20-yard line. Beautifully done there by Hemingford, getting the sack there. Loses about four or five more. So good job keeping your contain if you're Hemingford there.
Yep, Crowley just got picked up and then dropped down. I think that was Ethan Skinner who had him wrapped up and was going to take it down. So it's definitely looking scary as the Buffaloes were in good position. They've lost 6 yards over the last two plays, and this makes it a really tough call on 3rd and 16.
From the 20-yard line, you're probably just outside of field goal range, so two cracks at it here, 4-down territory for Buffalo. He's going to pass it this time. Hemingford brings the blitz, and they're going to sack him again. Brought two guys from the left side, and Crowley's been sacked there by Kamen. The outside linebacker came on that blitz, the senior 200-pounder for Hemingford. 4th down and long now for Elm Creek.
Yeah, it's just a question of how are you able to handle adversity. Hemingford just turned the ball over. Well, they made you go back 12 yards, and so now you have 4th and 22. Pretty close to where Hemingford started their drive right when they fumbled it. So we'll see what happens here.
Should be an interesting decision. They're not going to bring into play. They're going to use their timeout here. They're going to let all the play clock go before they use their timeout and decide do they want to pooch punt this one and pin Elm Creek or go for it here. Elm Creek will use their first timeout of the game, the first timeout we've had. This timeout brought to you by Valentino's and Kearney. We'll be back. Joe Methia Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We'll be back in 1 minute.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Elm Creek will go for it, pitch to the left side, and now a throwback from the halfback across to the other sideline, almost reminiscent of Nebraska, Oklahoma, Mike since 2001. Did not work this time. Tackled there at around the 26-yard line, so it looked like they had a designed trick play there, just didn't quite execute the way they wanted it.
Yep, Zach Johnson was in position to catch the ball. He did. He needed to beat one Hemingford Bobcat before he could even think of gaining the first down yardage. He wasn't able to do that, so tackle frame came pretty quickly. There's about 59 seconds here to see what Hemingford does as they go for a two-for-one option as they're going to get the ball back in the start of the second half.
Hemingford, all three of their timeouts left. Wood in the shotgun. He's going to have twins to the right side, Skinner and Turek. They're both. He's going to roll that way. Skinner comes up underneath. Wood took a while to hit him, but he did get out of bounds, so gains 8 yards on the play. Skinner just ran that quick curl route, got it, and gets out of bounds, gain of 8.
And Kamen and Turek tried to do deep post routes to try to open up for Hemingford. That didn't work, but he had his safety valve right there to catch the ball. So Skinner was able to catch it, gets 9 yards, 2nd and 1. Clock continues to keep moving here.
More importantly, he did get out of bounds, but the clock stops, 53 seconds left. Low snap, Wood will take this one, another roll to the left. He'll throw across his body now, intended for, and it's caught, and a penalty flag. Looks like it'll be pass interference, but a beautiful catch out there by Kamen.
If Kamen was in position to catch the ball, and he had to go over the Buffalo there to do it. Christian Best was trying to play defense and wasn't able to do it enough so that they might even call a penalty on that. But they call it on Kamen. Pass interference on Kamen. I did not see that. Huge break for the Buffaloes there as it moves the ball all the way back to about the 24-yard line, I would
venture to guess after all this is done.
Wow, I mean that. I mean, from our angle, it looked like it was a complete. I mean, it was double coverage, kind of just threw across his body. Came in, reaches back, tries to get that ball, and they're going to call offensive pass interference instead of defensive pass interference. So Elm Creek looks like they dodge a bullet there. Going to back up Elm Creek now. 46 seconds left to go. Second down, and about 15 to go at Med Valley now. Another score update: 8-0 on top. 3:14 left to go in the first quarter on top of Stewart. At the D2 West matchup as well. So, Hemingford, the clock will run. You would think Merritt probably run about two or three plays and just try to get the halftime down one.
Yeah, but you see if your running back can break off and make a big play. Otherwise, that was almost an interception. It turned out to be offensive pass interference.
All right, hand off to Skinner. Skinner's going to try and break it. He breaks across the 35-yard line, so got a pretty good gain, not near enough for the first down. And it looks like Hemingford's not going to try and stop the clock, and they're just going to sit on this one and head to halftime. Only down one, 7-6, your score. Hemingford officially now starting to unbuckle the helmets and go to the sideline. So that's your first half of play here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The D1 West bracket, the 2-3 matchup, the 2-seed Elm Creek on top of Hemingford right now, 7-6. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime show is coming up next.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
And welcome back to Elm Creek. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously for your home, the farm, or your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Well, 7-6 to score. Elm Creek right now on top of Hemingford, the 2-3 matchup here in the West bracket in Class D1. Let's see how the scoring started. Well, Hemingford got the opening. Well, they had got the opening kickoff. They started with a punt. No. Elm Creek, sorry, got my circles here mixed up. Elm Creek punts it, then Hemingford goes 3-and-out. Elm Creek finally on their second series gets on the board. A 43-yard run by Geis made it 7-0. The point after touchdown was good. You don't see a lot of that in the D1 action, get the point after touchdown. So Hemingford, they go on their next series. They have to punt it. They had a touchdown called back. Hemingford punted, then Elm Creek at the point. They had a touchdown call back. The big 67-yard touchdown run for Geis was called back. So they had a chance to make it 14-0. So Hemingford takes the next series. They go all the way across the field. 2-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Wood to Turek. Made it 7-6. The point after touchdown was no good. It was a very close play. Looked like the point after touchdown was diving for the pylon. Just missed it. Elm Creek then turns it over on down at the Hemingford 15-yard line. They miss it by probably the nose of the football, Merritt. Hemingford then on their next series fumbles it. Two plays later, Elm Creek gets it back. Elm Creek another chance from the red zone, again turns it over on down. Hemingford then on their last series of the second half drives all the way down. Looks like they had a nice reception out there called pass interference, offensive pass interference. So instead of a chance to take a lead, they go to the halftime down 1 point.
Yeah, but it's really interesting. I would say that Elm Creek has had the momentum. They've had this opportunity to swing their way, but they haven't been able to capitalize enough on them. They've only got 7 points on the scoreboard. They had a touchdown called back earlier on a horse collar issue when, you know, Geis was further down the field from anyone. He wasn't in position to get tackled. All they had to do was celebrate with their teammate. When he got to the end zone, instead, it didn't work out that way. So
the ball comes back, goes to Hemmingford. Hemmingford able to capitalize and get that scoring drive out of it. You know, opportunities provide itself for Hemmingford. They get it, but they haven't been able to do a whole lot of moving the ball otherwise. They've made miscues with penalties that draw them back, or they fumbled the football and allowed Elm Creek to have a shorter field. Elm Creek needs to capitalize on those opportunities.
We'll see if they do that in the second half. We're going to crunch the numbers and give those to you as well here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time. Call Ravenna Sanitation, where they take trash seriously. We'll be back in 1 minute to give you the numbers.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back here in Elm Creek, alongside Merritt Lawson, I'm Jeff Fable. 7-6, the Buffaloes on top of the Bobcats from Hemmingford. We're in the D1 West bracket, the 2-3 matchup. 9-1 Elm Creek taking on the undefeated Hemmingford Bobcats. We'll take a look at the numbers. We'll start with the away team, the Bobcats, led by their big man, number 45, Skinner. Skinner with 11 carries so far, 62 yards for Ethan Skinner, the junior. Turek, their other change of pace guy, we've seen a little thunder lightning going with them. 7 carries for Turek for 38 yards. And Wood, the quarterback, had 4 design quarterback keepers. He had 12 yards so far. Wood through the air, 2 for 5 for 14 yards. He did get that touchdown pass to Turek. Foster came in, had 1 carry, fumbled it away, so he got -3 so far. Skinner, 1 catch, 8 yards. And Turek, of course, with the 2 catches for 6 yards and that 1 score. 8 first downs for the Bobcats and the 2-yard touchdown pass. Their only scoring of the game. They did have 1 penalty for 5 yards. Quarterback Matthew Wood to Brady Turek got their 1 score. Let's look at the Bobcats now for Elm Creek. Elm Creek led by running back Aiden Geis, 7 carries for number 7 for 73 yards. Bartling, the fullback, comes in, 5 carries for 14 yards. And Best came in a couple times, had a big run, 7 carries for 32 yards. He had 1 called back as well. Crowley, the quarterback, had a couple nice carries, but was sacked a few times as well. So he's only got 1 yard rushing so far. He's 0 for 2 passing, incomplete on both of his attempts. They did have 1 halfback pass as well that did go complete, but they didn't gain any yards. So offensively, all rushing for the Buffaloes. They got their scoring drive on the 43-yard touchdown run by Dylan Geis. 7-0. Caden Geis, 7-0 was the score. Then, of course, Hemmingford answered back late in the half to make it 7-6. They scored with 5:54 left in the opening quarter. So those are the numbers. We'll give you the total team stats after this break here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Right, team statistics
For Hemingford, they had 109 rushing yards in that first half, 14 through the air for 125. Elm Creek, all on the ground, Merritt, 120 rushing and zero through the air. They did have a completion, though, for 0 yards on that halfback pass, trying to get the fourth down conversion.
Yep, and we'll just give you an update on a little bit of scores here. Gilner and Wynot and Amherst and Wallace about ready to kick off. Those are your 3 o'clock games. Otherwise, you have this game that you know the score is 7-6, Elm Creek leading Hemingford at the half. And right now, Medicine Valley Stewart, I have 8-0 on my first quarter.
8-8, 125 left in the first is the last update that I have on that one.
So we'll definitely see what Elm Creek is going to do here. The second half is about to start here in 6 minutes. Like I talked about, they have had the opportunities to be up by more than that. There's been the opportunity to put up more points while Hemingford's been able to capitalize, and so we'll just run it down here in the second half.
Yeah, when we just delivered the scores, like Valentino's of Kearney delivers to your doors. Valentino's of Kearney, the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after this game, recall, for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or in Valentino's. We'll deliver to your Kearney location. Get yours tonight, Valentino's, on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Again, you're tuned into the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show, 7-6. The score in this one, Elm Creek on top of Hemingford. Hemingford married a team that comes from the West. You know, you don't get a lot of respect, but they kind of just take this one game at a time. They play a lot of lower competition, but they're aggressive on defense. Skinner, their running back, he averages, you know, he has 1,500 rushing yards, and their coach had talked. They can beat you with the spread. We've seen that a couple times. Wood just in the backfield by himself, or they go, you know, double tight. We're going to give it to Skinner or Turk and then beat you that way.
Well, it's just dependent on, you can only play who's on your schedule. And they've played teams in the playoffs with Franklin, who's in this area, who Elm Creek, I'm sure, has had an opportunity to see over the years, not necessarily this year. But then they played Chambers Wheeler Central, who's been able to put up points throughout the time this season. And it just, you know, you can only play who's on your schedule. You can't set the schedule and play the big dogs every year and make it work. You're going to have those tough teams just as much as you're going to have those easy teams, and especially when you're out west. It's just a little bit more tougher for the athletic director to schedule that along with the football coach.
You know, Hemingford, such a young team there, probably going to be the favorite again in the west bracket next year. We've got 3 seniors, Kamen, Benj, and Hansen. We've called Kamen's name a few times and Benj's once or twice, so it looks like a lot of their key playmakers, Merritt, are going to be back next year.
And you can turn that strictly right around to Elm Creek as well, because you have guys who've been successful, and you've had Bartling, but, you know, the real question to Elm Creek that they had was, how is the offensive line going to perform? They lost seniors last year on the offensive line and the defensive line. How are they going to perform? And you just had people like a freshman, Nate Bartling, step in at offensive line and D-tackle and do well. Anthony Gutierrez steps in as a sophomore and does really well. So those were the positions they really needed to step up this year. They have so far and allowed holes for guys and Bartling to run through and Crowley when he's had to escape. So we'll just see what happens with Elm Creek later in the second half and further along in the playoffs as that opportunity presents itself.
And if you're Elm Creek going right with that point, it's tough because you're human. You wanted to look past this game. You got Overton. You had the one loss to them by 7 points. Week 6 in the football season, you got Overton likely next year. Overton still got a test against Twin Loop this afternoon too, so there's no guarantee that will happen. But if you're Elm Creek, it's tough to look past. You can't look past Hemingford, and I think it's easier when they have an undefeated season because, you know, and especially when you look at film and you see tape of Skinner and Turek and Wood, it's easier not to look past them. But if you're Elm Creek, it's been probably pretty tough to do that.
And they feel really bad for that contest that happened early in the season versus Overton because they were in position. They were trading scores with Overton. They were all set up, and then penalties, like we've talked about earlier this game, where that wall comes up and you have to knock that wall down. Elm Creek didn't knock that wall down late in that first half versus Overton, and then the second half was just running the ball out. It was not entertaining for Elm Creek or Overton, but it got the job done. Overton got the win, and Elm Creek, that's their one blemish on the season.
Now, let's take a look at the games across our Flyover Radio family of stations. We're going to have on KKPR tonight, North Platte State Panthers at Donovan Trumbull, a 4-1 matchup there in the West. Donovan Trumbull, the one, that'll be at 6 o'clock. Doug Duda, or no, Craig Eckert on the call, excuse me, there. Battle Creek at Hastings St. Cecilia. Battle Creek, the team that might be a little bit lower man tonight. They're going to be heading over to Duncan Field tonight, 5:30 p.m. Mike Willow with the call on 12:30 a.m. KHJS. Overton at Twin Loop, they'll have the winner. That'll be tonight. That won't be on our family of stations, but Overton Twin Loop winner will get the winner of this one. Hemingford Elm Creek. Elm Creek right now 7-6 on top of that one. ESPN 1460 and 1550 Class D2 area teams on our network of stations. Why not at Giltner KLIQ? The Breeze 94.5, 3 o'clock kickoff, so that will be that's kicked off right now. And
just underway.
Yep, and Wallace at Amherst right now on KKPR as well. Doug Duda on the call there. Randy Bushcutter will have the KLIQ Breeze game, so the Amherst-Wallace game on KKPR. And Mad Valley Stewart right now, 8-8 after one period of play in the other half of that D2 West bracket. So we've got you covered here on playoff action here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Thanks to Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island, and online at dinsdaleauto.com. And by Channel Seed in Hildreth, go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. And by Chino System, Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. We're going to take a final break here and come back with the second half kickoff in 2 minutes.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Welcome back to Amherst. Thanks to our producer, engineer, Grant Sparks, alongside Merritt Lawson. I'm Jeff Fable. Elm Creek right now, Merritt, 7-6 with the lead, a one-point lead, thanks to the point after touchdown. So they're only up one, so it's a kind of a game of momentum, a game we expect with a lot of points. We don't have a lot, but we've got a lot of good football.
And there's been a lot of good movement down the field, just not if the defense stiffens on both sides and doesn't allow the Buffaloes to score and doesn't allow the Bobcats to score. And so we'll just see what happens. Hemingford will get the ball to start this out.
Another quick Valentino's Kearney score update. Med Valley and Stewart 14-14 with 8:45 left to go in that first half of play. So our points are going to be expected in that one. So we're about ready for kicking off now. We've still got to wait. Hemingford's ready. You know, Elm Creek's still in their huddle. So
there's about 10 seconds that still have to click off on the clock, so Elm Creek's got their scoreboard operators set up on their schedule, and so we'll start the second half right now.
Elm Creek scored, opened the scoring, 43-yard touchdown run by Hayden Geist. Hemingford late in the second half, got a 2-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Wood to Turek, made it 7-6 because the point after touchdown, point after two-point conversion was failed,
So that's the one-point differential. We're ready for the second-half kickoff. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time. Take it to Ravenna Sanitation. And Elm Creek's going to punt this or kick this baby off. It's going to be fielded at the four-yard line by Turek, and Turek gets across the 20-yard line, gets across the 25-yard line, gets across the 30, and gets finally taken down at the 34-yard line. Mary, he had one or two guys, and he could have found the end zone.
Yep, there was an unfortunate situation where two Buffaloes were there. They didn't make the tackle that they would rather have if they turned the situation around. And so Turek was able to bounce off one, bounce off another, get about 10 more yards than he probably should have. And so we'll see what Hemingford does as they start around the 35-yard line.
Hemingford, a team out west that a lot of teams didn't expect to be hanging around in this game, but they're doing that just that. 7-6, only down one with the ball. Ball at the 35-yard line. Wood under center now. He's going to fake it to Turek and hand it off to Skinner. Skinner right up the middle. Trap play. Gets a huge break down the 20-yard line. Tries to juke a man, and he can't quite juke him out of his shoes. Gets pushed out around the 10-yard line. So Skinner, on a simple trap play, busts it and goes all the way down just inside the 15-yard line.
You're not going to bring him down with arm tackles. Buffaloes have figured that out through the first half, and they figured that out right there. Touchdown saving push out of bounds by Zach Johnson there for the Buffaloes. We'll see what Hemingford does. They're already in the red zone. Elm Creek's already got their backs against the wall.
A 34-yard run for Skinner. Skinner just shy of a century for the game. They're going to give it to Turek now, and Turek loses his footing and didn't even get a real clean handoff there. It's going to be a loss of probably about a yard there for Hemingford.
And Hemingford just has these big plays that put them in position, and then they have the plays where they, you know, hold themselves back from achieving the touchdown that they wanted. That was another one, and botched handoff. All the fullback it could do was drop and cover it.
Shotgun formation now for Wood. Wood got Turek to his left, Skinner to his right. They're going to give it to Skinner. Turek out there leading the block. He's got a nice block there in the secondary. Skinner's going to be close to the 5-yard line.
If Christian Best was able to close on him, stop him, wrap him up in a good textbook tackle. And so left leaves about 5 yards for the first down, and about one more yard would get him into the end zone.
Third down and four, Merritt from the 5-yard line, just under 11 minutes to go. In the third quarter, the D1 West bracket, the 2-3 matchup. A heck of a matchup it is. Wood in the shotgun formation. Turek to his left, Skinner to his right. They're going to fake it to Skinner. He's going to throw it out in the flat for Foster. Not a very good throw. Foster misses it, completely incomplete. Fourth down and four to go.
And we talked about Hemingford and this fourth down position close to the end zone with a kick a field goal. Well, they actually have not even attempted a field goal this season. They're going for it right now in fourth and four.
Elm Creek players trying to pump up the home crowd, trying to keep their defense from letting Hemingford find pay dirt and take their first lead of the game. Hemingford breaks the huddle now. Rushes up to the line. Wood in the shotgun. Skinner to the left. Turek to the right. Skinner going to end the pass block. Got a man in the end zone. Wide open. Touchdown, Bobcats. Wide open. Looked like the defender had fallen down. Kamen from 4 yards out, 5 yards out, excuse me. Bobcats take their first lead of the game.
Yep, Kamen can't have offense pass interference called on him when he's all by himself in the end zone. Easy pitch and catch right there. Wood to Kamen. And that's the connection that we thought we're going to see a lot from Hemingford. It finally comes right here to get in the end zone.
Important two-point conversion right now. Elm Creek show they can kick the extra point. So this would make it basically a tie ball game. Skinner walks into the end zone on that left side, just ran straight for the pylon, beat his man there. It's 14-7. The next score is going to be an important one because it's 14-7 score now instead of a 12-7 match or score. So Hemingford drives the ball all the way down the field, scores it off the 3-yard touchdown, 5-yard touchdown pass from Wood to Kamen. 14-7 Bobcats. We'll be back in 1 minute on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection.
If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Best takes this at the 10-yard line, gets across 15 to the 20, spins out of a tackle there, almost breaks it, but it gets dragged down right at the 20-yard line for a 10-yard return there for Best.
So Elm Creek now in a position where they're just outside the 20-yard line, see if they can answer back after they are down for the first time in today's game.
14-7, Hemingford on top in this one. Bartling in motion, jet sweep motion right to left. They're going to design quarterback keeper Crowley, follows Bartling. Game's probably 3 or 4 on the carry, design quarterback keeper.
And earlier today we talked about, you know, the seniors stepping up for Elm Creek and putting up points and putting up big runs. Looking for Hayden Geist to say, this doesn't want to be my last game. Zach Johnson's been doing a couple tackles. Jake Bartling, they don't want to be done yet. They want to continue on. So let's see what Elm Creek does right here on this drive.
14-7 is our score. 22-14 Stewart on top of Med Valley in the second half. Second quarter in that game. Shotgun formation. Crowley's going to send Geist in motion. Low snap. Crowley picks it up, breaks a tackle, breaks a second tackle, drags a third man down across the 25-yard line, around the 29-yard line. So gain of 4, made something out of nothing there.
Yep, and now Elm Creek has to do something. They're in a third manageable position. They want to be able to move the ball and keep answering back to Hemingford. We'll see what happens right here.
Amherst on top 6-0 with 6 minutes to go in that game. So playoff action here on ESPN 1460 brought to you by T&L Irrigation, Tom Denzel Automotive, and Channel Feed in Hildreth. Under center now. Crowley's going to hand it off to Geist. Geist got a big hole out there. Breaks the tackle. Had one man to beat, and he got drugged down. He got across midfield, though, Merritt, and a beautiful, beautiful run picking up the first down.
Yep, just need to sneak out of one ankle tackle. Was unable to. And so that allowed just enough yards to get the first down to continue on, but that's what Elm Creek needs to put points on the board.
Geist, 8 carries, 87 yards. Heck of a game for him. Right now, Best as well, 7 carries for 32 yards. Still bested by Skinner over there for him for 13 carries for 103. Elm Creek with the ball now, down 14-7, the first time trailing in the game. Shotgun formation, twins left, twins right, going to send a man in motion, Skinner, and looks like Hemingford probably drawn offside. You never know, though.
Yep, number 52, Asa Carlson, was very angry with himself for Hemingford. He did jump offside and totally engulfed the center. And so that moves the ball 5 yards forward, makes it 1st and 5 for Elm Creek. And that makes it a little bit easier for the Buffaloes to move on. Hopefully they can capitalize on these miscues from the Hemingford Bobcats.
First time we had seen that formation, twins left and twins right, they were going to send a man in motion and make a trip to the right. So we've got the same formation now this time. Crowley, the quarterback, going to send Geist in motion. They're going to hand it to him on the jet sweep. He's got the corner now, and there's a penalty flag. He's going to have enough of the first down, but is this baby coming back?
Yeah, where that penalty flag is thrown, it looks a whole lot like holding might be called on Elm Creek here. So one miscue by Hemingford might turn into one miscue by Elm Creek. Bringing down face mask, and it's actually going to be on Hemingford, so it is not a holding. Excuse me for calling that a little early. It's actually a face mask.
Yeah, it was a face mask. It looked like he had had the corner pretty easily, and I didn't see a blocker out there, so when I saw the penalty flag, Merritt, I was a little bit shocked there, and that's why, because it was a face mask. But usually, like you said, when you see it from there, it's usually a hold.
Well, that'll move the chains, get Elm Creek into more scoring drive. Now we're on Hemingford's side of the field as we continue to move the chains. It looks like we'll be set up around the 25-yard line for Elm Creek. They weren't even sure where they needed to be. They were huddling on their own 35, so they got to run 10 yards up before they can even get on top of the football.
Hemmingford on top right now, 14-7, just under 8 minutes to go in this one. Low snap now. Crowley sent Barling in motion, and he's going to keep this one. Dive forward, gains probably four or five on the carry, so low snap. Picked it up, gained four.
Yep, on that position, if Crowley gets the snap right where he wants it, he's going to follow Bartling to the sideline. Instead, he just had to go straight forward, make the best out of the rough situation, and when you gain 5 yards, I think that's the best you can in that rough situation.
Second down and five, ball on the 21-yard line just outside the red zone. 7:30 to go in this one. Elm Creek down seven in the 2-3 matchup here in the D1 West bracket. Crowley's going to send Bartling in motion right to left. Another low snap, and they're going to get him this time. Four Hemmingford Bobcats sacked him on that play. Foster's in there. Turek's in there, among others.
And when we started with this game, you saw Elm Creek use their full line and fullback and I-back position. And now that they're spread out, they're putting a lot of pressure on that offensive line that was consistently having trouble with the Hemmingford Bobcat pressure. That got to them that time, so they lose about 4 yards on that play.
Just under 7 minutes to go. Crowley, they're using this formation a lot this time. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Another low snap. Crowley steps up in the pocket, throws it out there for Geis. He's got him out there, just overthrows him. Had him in the end zone, would have been a for sure six. Just had too much mustard on that one.
And that was the position where Geis had to look straight up, and that's right where the sun is. And so he was probably staring at the sun, couldn't find the ball, and he was supposed to go towards the end zone. Instead, he was doing a more post pattern to the far side of the field where Crowley was expecting him to go to the near side of the field.
Yep, and the sun, you know, a condition you don't usually have now on the Friday night lights, the 1 o'clock kickoff, you know, the precision heating and air temperature, time and temp, a sun, a bit of a factor, not a cloud in the sky today, Merritt. Fourth down, big fourth down here for Elm Creek. Under center, Crowley going to try and throw it out to Geis in the flat, and he's going to be sacked, and a penalty flag in the secondary, two penalty flags away from the play. I'm not sure exactly what that could be.
Yep, there was a whole lot of pressure going on that could be defensive holding, what it looks like from our initial calls from the refs.
Completely away from the play.
Well, that's right where, you know, Crowley wanted to throw the ball, but it was getting pressured too much for anything to happen, and that's what the call is, defensive holding.
A big break there for Elm Creek. Would have been a turnover on downs. They're going to get another 5 yards here, so it'll still be fourth down, but they'll get another crack at it. Another Valentinos of Kearney score update. Stewart now taking a bigger lead on Medicine Valley, 30-14. 4 minutes left in that one.
And they're going to even move the chain.
The penalty yardage was enough to pick up the first down, so it'll be first down and goal, or first down and 10, just inside the red zone now for Elm Creek. Double tight. Maryland I look. Bartling the big fullback. Geis the running back. They're going to hand it off to Geis. Geis goes up the left side, and he gets hit hard right at the line of scrimmage. Beautiful tackle there by Hansen. The linebacker, the senior linebacker, one of only three seniors on the team. They're probably going to miss his plays like that next year.
Yeah, but Hemmingford just has control of the line right now. When Elm Creek had their pro set up and their I-backs and their fullbacks there, they were able to move the ball and block for the running back. But now that they're trying to spread out wide, Hemmingford just saying, all right, we'll go against your young offensive line and get to your quarterback, and that's what happened all throughout this drive. It's just been penalties and Crowley getting them in position.
Under center, Crowley fakes it to the running back. Out to pass. He's got one man open. Going to throw this one away. Double coverage. So safety came over late, and they were flushing him pretty hard to the right. There's about three or four Bobcats. Aggressive defense, a team that likes to blitz, Merritt, and it worked for him there.
Yep, it certainly did. The offensive line got beat. Crowley was running for his life. He bootlegs to the far side of the field. And when you bootleg to that far side of the field, especially in a high school situation, ooh, illegal forward pass they're going to call. I didn't see that penalty flag come up, but illegal forward pass. It looks they're going to ask Hemmingford if they want to move the ball back.
Interesting there. You know, it looked like, if anything, it could have been grounding, but you escaped the pocket. got the ball past the line of scrimmage, I had believed. There's a huddle now. They're going to talk it over with the Hemingford captain to see exactly what they want to do, if they want to make it third and long or keep them back and give them a second down here.
If you're going off the pro rules, you got to get outside the tackle box and you got to throw the ball forward. And, you know, by that definition, it was. But instead, it's going to move Elm Creek back here quite a bit.
So they were benefited there by the defensive holding for Hemingford, kept their fourth down play working, and this time it looks like a loss of down. So it'll be third down and 25 now from the 30-yard line. So Elm Creek, huge penalty there. Twins to the right, twins to the left, and Bartling in motion. Riley back to pass. He's got Bartling, catches it complete across the 20, down at the 16-yard line. So gain of 14. They got 14 of the 25 they needed, so it'll bring up fourth and nine.
Yep, gives them in position where they can maybe make something of this fourth down play and move the ball. Hemingford just getting a lot of pressure, getting a lot of people in the backfield. That's where, you know, if you're playing college ball, you're playing high school ball, you're playing pro ball, you're looking for a quick swing pass, you're looking for something where that pressure, that you fake them out, let that person free, and then you have blockers down the field. Bradley fits.
Pass so far, Matt. That was his first completion, 14 yards, though, a big 14 yards to Bartling. Fourth down, nine to go. Crowley goes in motion. This will be a wildcat formation. Geis has the ball now, and he's going to get sacked. Sacked at the 25-yard line. They tried the wildcat. They tried the trickeration. Hemingford brought the blitz on the blind side, and Geis gets sacked there.
Yep, that's where Crowley might be more used to seeing the blitz, seeing the opportunities. You know, the Bobcats of Hemingford aren't scared to come after the quarterback or the Wildcat quarterback in this case because they're just going to get to you.
Yeah, and Geis was a lefty, so he didn't even see if that was his blind side to where Crowley. Crowley's the righty. He would have saw that coming off the right end. So a sack and then turnover there. Hemingford with the ball now up 14-7. They're going to hand this one off to Turek. Turek dives forward, gets back to the original line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
And so now Elm Creek's in a position. They let Hemingford get all the way down and score on the last time as we have a Buffalo down. We're trying to check that number. We have an official right in front of us here. We'll see what that is. But Elm Creek had Hemingford go all the way down, get in a position to score. They did score. Elm Creek in a position to answer back. They're not able to do that. They have to answer back. It looks like number 64 for Elm Creek, able to walk off on his own power. That's Nate Bartling, the freshman offensive lineman and defensive tackle. He looks to be okay. He looks a little frustrated, but he'll be back in, I'm pretty sure, on this next couple plays or so.
Another Valentino Zaccarni score update, Merritt. 14-0, Amherst on top. 2 minutes to go in that one, that game. Over on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Amherst, right now, Stewart leading in the Medicine Valley game. So right now, if those scores hold, Amherst would have to go up to Stewart next week.
So we'll see what happens. Doesn't look like we have a score on Giltner. Why not yet? So that's still 0-0 in the first quarter.
Hemingford, shotgun formation, Wood with Skinner to his right, Turek to his left. They're going to give it to Turek now. Turek follows Skinner and finds a hole for about a yard, if that. Third down and long for the Bobcats.
And this is what Elm Creek needed to do. They need to stiffen. They need to get the ball back as soon as possible on a third and nine. If they can stop Hemingford here, they'll get the ball back. A good punt would put them probably at the 20-yard line. More than likely, Elm Creek would start at the 30-yard line. But it all starts with them stopping them right here on third and nine.
Pretty quick-moving game. We're already under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 14-7. Hemingford on top and with the ball. Wood back to pass. Gets flushed out of the pocket. Picks up a block on the right sideline. Cuts in front of him. Gets near midfield. Going to have enough for a first down. Going to be taken down at the 37-yard line. So a scramble play there. Picks up 11. And the Hemingford gets another first down.
And it's so disheartening, and I can tell you that because I was a Miami Dolphin fan watching the game last night, that you have the other team in a long position, third and long, and you let 9, 12, 13 yards get past you, and you just can't do that. You want them in the third and long, and you don't want them to get that long, but really disheartening when they do.
I mean, in the same shotgun formation this formation's been working for him, Wood hands it to Skinner this time, and Skinner gets hit in the backfield, loses 5 yards on the play. Beautiful sack there. A great tackle there by Elm Creek. Thornabar came in and made the beautiful tackle there.
LaShawn Thornabar gets the first time I can remember it, an Elm Creek Buffalo tackling a Bobcat behind the line of scrimmage on a run play. It was just beautifully seen. It was beautifully executed, and it was just a good stop.
Man, Skinner at that. Skinner now with that 5 yard loss drops below the 100 yard mark for the day, 98 total. They're going to give it back to him now. He's going to try on the left side. Finds nothing there. Stiff arms a man and shoves his way. Gets about three on the play, so he gets back over 100, but nowhere near a first down.
And you can tell the defensive coordinator of Elm Creek has just got his boys in the right position to be successful, because we've seen run plays stop throughout this entire drive. It was just a Wood scramble that lot got Hemmingford the first down. Here's another third and long. You can't let him gain 11 here.
Wood in the shotgun got Skinner out to the right. Turek out there as well. Turek slips, gets up, hits him in the hands. It's incomplete. Had a first down to Turek. Hit him in the hands, and he drops it. Fourth down now for the Bobcats. Oh, that's got to be tough if you're Turek.
And David Hallwell was in a position. We always hear that, you know, if you have a mobile quarterback, you have to have a linebacker that's going to, you know, shadow him and not let him get in position. David Hallwell was in that position, and he did that for Elm Creek right there.
So it'll be fourth down for Hemmingford. Hemmingford on top by 7 right now. A nice snap. Going to be a good kick, end over end a little bit there. Going to bounce at the 10-yard line and roll probably to the 8-yard line. So a generous 2-yard roll down there by Hanson. Blake Hanson jumps down. So Elm Creek now down 7 will have to go basically the length of the field, starting at their own 8-yard line.
Yeah, but that's a tough position for Elm Creek to be in. Hemmingford was able to do a good defensive stand the last time. Elm Creek penalties put them in a rough position. So, you know, we haven't even seen a whole lot of offense from Elm Creek on this drive. We'll see if we can see it here.
Crowley under center. Bartley in the fullback. Geis in the running back. They're going to pitch it out to him on the right side. He's got a hole. Just follows Bartling there. Gains probably 4 yards on the carry, just trying to get out of that their own end zone.
Yep, get a manageable position where you can make first downs. Getting 4 yards on that play is a definite way to get more first downs in position.
Second down, and 6 to go here, Merritt. Just under 2 minutes to go. 14-7, Elm Creek down in this one to Hemmingford. Crowley under center. He's got Twins to the left. Bartling, the fullback, right behind him. Back to pass. Good pickup block there by Bartling. Crowley's running around there. He's going to get sacked. He's going to be close to the end zone. Are they going to call a safety? I believe his forward progress has him out, probably at the 1 foot line. Bartling had picked up his blocker for about a second or two and then let him go. And the guy caught Crowley from behind and sacks him at the 1 foot line here, Merritt. So, Big play for Hemmingford.
It's just definitely a position of a max protect. When you max protect Crowley in this position where the Buffaloes had to with Bobcat pressure, it only puts 2 wide receivers out there, or 3, and there was nobody for Crowley to get the ball to, so a long third down here.
Third down for Elm Creek, just trying to avoid the safety at this point. Hand off to Geis. Geis gets out of the end zone, so it won't be a safety. He'll gain about a foot on the play, so officially we'll give him a yard there. So fourth down and about 18, Merritt, and it's going to be an obvious punt down.
Yeah, but it was not the position that Elm Creek wanted to be in. But Hemmingford stepped up. They had to punt the ball away, and they stiffened up their defense, pushed Elm Creek back, and now should get the ball in pretty good position.
If you're Elm Creek, you don't want to have a bad snap here. It's a great snap. Punt gets away. They had to have a quick punt because the coverage was coming. Turek gets the ball, and he had a discussion with the ref there. He could have probably gained a few more yards, but the ref threw a beanbag. I wonder why Turek took his eye off the play there. still manages to get a great return out of it, gets down to the 15-yard line. So a great return by Turek. Probably could add a few more, though.
Yep, you're looking out of the side of your eyes to see anything you can, and you see a beanbag, and you might think it's a flag. You're like, what? What did I do wrong? Did I throw a fair catch symbol up there when I wasn't supposed to? But that's just what throwing out Turek a little bit.
Hemingford with the ball now, going to hand it off to Skinner. Skinner gets a yard, gets hit hard there by the Elm Creek defensive line, and gets no more than that, so a gain of one on the play for Skinner.
Hemingford in position to score here, maybe put more points up on the board, but they're also probably one play away from running down this third quarter. They definitely won this third quarter by putting points on the board, and you know they've had control of it ever since the first quarter.
Should have one more snap here in the third quarter play. Hemingford on top, 14-7, looking to make it another one. They're going to pitch this ball at the Skinner now. Skinner gets across the 10-yard line, gets knocked out of bounds there at the 9-yard line, so it'll be out of bounds. So with 12 seconds left, clock will stop. Gain of 5 on the play. Third down, 5 to go.
Third down, about 5 yards, 4 yards it looks like. That Hemingford's going to have to try to pick up here. Since they went out of bounds, the clock stopped a little bit. When they're ready for play, we'll probably see it continue to move.
Went out of bounds, so the clock will stop there. Hemingford getting the play in from the sideline now. Breaks the huddle. No rush on this one. I formation. Turek the fullback. Skinner the running back on a timeout on the field. Delay a game, excuse me. Hemingford didn't quite get the play in from the sideline quick enough. So actually, that's a pretty big penalty. You would have much rather, I think, used the timeout. You want to save them for the last 2 minutes, like always, Merritt. But you want to get some points there, and then that might have just cost them 7 points.
Yeah, and they're in a position where they didn't have to worry about the clock, and they didn't, except they needed to worry about the play clock a little bit, and that's what moved them back 5 yards. So what was a 3rd and 4 and definitely a manageable in 2 plays turns into a 3rd and 9, and I don't know.
Shotgun formation. Skinner to the right. Turek to the left. He throws it out there for Foster. He's got Foster. 5. And he dives for the pylon, and he's in. Touchdown, Foster. Hit a man at the 5, reaches for the pylon, and he scores. Touchdown, Hemingford.
And Hemingford just had the size advantage on that one. You know, he gets a catch by Foster, and he just bowls over the Elm Creek Buffalo that was covering him. And, you know, you're stumbling, you're rumbling, you have to take a dive, and you take the dive, and you get the touchdown. So a good touchdown there by Hemingford gets them up 20-7 with the extra point pending.
It's going to be a 2-point conversion here, and if they get it, it'll force Elm Creek to at least go for 2 at least one time if they have any chance of coming back in this game. 20-7 right now, 4 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Hemingford under center. Wood will take this, hand it off to Skinner. Skinner will hit a defensive line and not even come close to the end zone, so the point after touchdown, no good. But Hemingford gets 6 points, 6 valuable points. They take a 2-score lead, 20-7 with 4 seconds left here in the third quarter. We'll be back to Elm Creek in 1 minute.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Hemingford on top, 20-7 off the 9-yard touchdown pass from Matthew Wood to Foster, and the kickoff is whistled dead. Not sure what the deal is there.
Offside, or maybe not. The official's not ready for play. Hemingford wanted to get the ball in the air and get the third quarter over. They controlled the third quarter, putting up about 13 points.
Michigan. The 9-yard touchdown run from Matt Wood to Colt Foster made it 20-7. 4 seconds left in this one, so we'll take a we'll have a kickoff and we'll take another break, and we'll bring you the fourth quarter action here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Hemmingford, now we're ready for play, so Hemmingford will boot this one off. Guys back there deep for the Buffaloes. It's going to be fielded by the other return man. Guys out there in front to block, that's Best. Best gets across the 15-yard line near the 20, gets across to the 21-yard line, and that'll do it for the third quarter of play. Hemmingford, right now on top of the Elm Creek Buffaloes, 20-7. Here on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and worldwide at FlatRiverPreps.com. We're going to bring you the fourth quarter action next.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back here on ESPN 1460 and 1550, thanks in part to Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Channel Seed, and Hildreth, and T&L Irrigation Systems. First down and 10 for Elm Creek from the 20-yard line. Just starting the fourth quarter of play. Crowley will take this. Design quarterback Kiefer breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle, and falls forward for about 3 yards on the play. If he would have kept his feet in there, he probably could have got a little bit more.
Yep, Crowley just jumping and diving, getting out of positions where Bobcats are going to tackle him. Instead of getting the big yardage, he just gets three because there's Bobcats around him the entire time.
Amherst on top, 14-6, end of first quarter over Wallace right now. That's on our sister station, KKPR 98.9 FM. Crowley in the shotgun formation, Bartling right beside him, Geist behind him. He's going to follow both of them, and a great contain there by Hemmingford, and Crowley has nowhere to go.
Yep, Hemmingford just penetrated, and there wasn't anything Crowley could do. And so that moves them back instead of the yards that they gained. It takes almost all of it away. It'd be about 3rd and 9 right here.
Kamen with great contain there, not letting him get anywhere near Crowley. He's had a few good runs, but with all these sacks and in the short yardage there, he's only got three yards total on 11 carries. So 3rd down, 9 to go. Elm Creek in the shotgun. Crowley getting blitzed, eludes both of them, and he's going to get across, get back to the original line of scrimmage, but just didn't have enough time to get that ball out, Merritt.
Yeah, the pocket exploded on him. He couldn't do anything except try to move the ball forward. He moved the ball forward to find two Hemmingford Bobcats that were going to take him down. So a rough position will force a punt here for Elm Creek.
Just remind you, tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550 Champions Classic, we've got Michigan State and Kentucky, Duke and Kansas. Tonight, 6 o'clock on ESPN Superstation. Here, right now, Hemmingford on top 20-7. They're going to get the ball back here on this punt. It's going to be fielded at the 29-yard line. Fair caught there by Turek. So Turek, fair catches it. So Hemmingford's going to try and do their best to get another score here and ice this game away.
Yep, and they're in a position to do that really well when they've ran the ball successfully pretty much all day with Skinner Turek getting yardage after yardage. It'll be tough for Elm Creek to stop them, but this is when playoff teams are made. Whether you continue on in the quarterfinals or stop right now is all right here for Elm Creek.
First playoff action of the day right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550 World Wide Web, FlatRiverPreps.com. Thanks for joining us. Again, Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Channel Seed and Hildreth, and T&O Irrigation Systems. Under center now, Wood is going to hand this off to Skinner. Skinner gets across the 30-yard line at the 31-yard line, then finds a wall of Elm Creek Buffaloes. Gains 2 on the play.
Yep, Hemmingford's content with that right now. They can get 2 yards. They can take another 20, 30, 40 seconds off the clock and see what happens for
Elm Creek as they continue to move the ball. We've got whistles going on. Skinner, 18 carries for 109 yards. And we do have a delay here. I believe we're ready to go. No, we got the Hemingford coach trying to talk with the referee. Sideline warning, maybe. And there he goes. Be ready for a go. So the game clock and the play clock are both running now. Hemingford running up to the line quickly. Wood under center. Turek the fullback. Skinner the eye back. They're going to give it to Skinner. Skinner gets across midfield there. Gains another 35-yard line, excuse me. So he'll only gain about four on the play. Third down coming up. And Jake Bartling came up with the ball. That was kind of a weird position, maybe. You know, Hemingford was already down, but Bartling doing everything he can to try to get the ball and convince the officials that, you know, it's Elm Creek. But, no, it's Hemingford's on this third and two. Hemingford, under 9 minutes to go, just trying to milk that clock away in advance. State semifinals, first time in school history. Wood, discussing it with the coaches. Checks it at the line. Going to hand it off to Skinner. Skinner goes off the right side. Going to have the first down. Stays in bounds. Clock will keep moving. But Hemingford, another first down and another series of downs to waste the clock. Yep, and Elm Creek just having a tough time stopping the run like they have all day. You know, Hemingford's got Truick. They got Skinner who's moving the ball successfully. And then when the opportunity presents itself, Wood has been able to escape with a run or throw a couple of big passes. 20-7, Hemingford on top of Elm Creek right now in the quarterfinal 2-3 matchup in the D1 West bracket. Wood for Hemingford under center now. And hand it to the eye back, Skinner. Skinner gets hit hard right at the line of scrimmage. Might even lose a half a yard there. Great job by Elm Creek not letting Skinner get anywhere. And right now Hemingford just looking to run the clock out. You know, they might have lost half a yard there, but they're content with seeing clock tick off. You can see the coaches of Hemingford excited for the referee to wave his arms. And so the Bobcats continue to run clock off. Under center, still in the I formation. Turek, the fullback, Skinner, the I back. Wood gets it on a naked bootleg, hits his leg, and he fumbles the ball. Turnover. Elm Creek recovers it. Huge play. Nate Bartling recovers the fumble there, and you're surprised, Meredith, if Skinner gets the ball there instead of Wood on a quarterback keeper, yep. Hits his leg and he fumbles it. Yeah, you definitely want to put the ball in a position where somebody's used to running it and somebody's used to protecting it, especially in traffic. But Wood wasn't in traffic. He was just trying to make a play. He saw one Elm Creek Buffalo in front of him, panicked, brought his leg up too high, and kicked the ball out of his own arm. Just the medicine the doctor ordered for Elm Creek, a huge turnover. Now in Hemingford territory, Crowley sends Bartling in motion, and we've got a lot of movement. It's going to be a penalty flag here against the Buffaloes. Yeah, but definitely the Buffaloes doing a false start or encroachment on the Bobcats. Number 55, Dylan Payne, definitely jumped off sides for Hemingford. Was he encroached? They call it on Hemingford on that play. So an encroachment moves Elm Creek even closer after recovering the fumble down first and five, probably around the 32, it looks like. Elm Creek tried a lot of shifted, tried to get Hemingford to draw off sides with a hard count, and it worked there. So first down and five now for the Buffalo. Hemingford going to bring heat there on the left side. Crowley gets it out as quick as he can. He overthrows his man intended downfield for Holloway. Incomplete. Had him there, just overthrew him. Yep, and it was one of those positions where Crowley was going to throw it up and let his receiver get a spot on, and Holloway would just need to run a little bit more to get under it. He stopped because he didn't know where the ball was, and by that point, it sailed over his head. Crowley so far through the air, Mayor, not so good. 1 for 6. 14 yards. He did get that nice catch out to Bartling, but other than that, not much going through the air. We'll see what they do here. Shotgun formation. 8 minutes to go exactly in this game. Elm Creek down 20-7 to Hemingford. Bartling in motion to the right. Crowley steps up in the pocket. Gets tripped there. Breaks that tackle. Gets across the 30-yard line. Finally brought down there by Hansen for the Hemingford Bobcats. So a busted play there. And Crowley almost busted it.
for a first down.
Yep, Crowley was in position to get a first down, but he got tripped up because of Foster for the Bobcats had him by the tip of his shoe, and that stumbled him enough to allow his other Bobcat players to get in position where they could slow down Crowley, and that's what happened there. So it'll be a third and two right now. 7:25 to go in the game. Hemmingford on top, 20-7. Crowley under center is going to hand it off to Geist. Geist gets the first down just barely. It'll move the chains and stop the clock momentarily. Elm Creek needs two scores. Probably going to, if you're going to score here, it'll be decision time. Is it too early for the onside kick?
Yeah, but and we talked about Crowley passing here. I'm looking at the stats. They've only attempted 9 as the greatest amount of passes they've had. I believe they've probably got more than that today.
1 of 6 so far is Crowley. They had the team halfback pass, so 7 total passes. We'll see them probably get near that 9 average here late in the fourth quarter. Geist gets this carry across the right side now, down at the 25-yard line. Teams 1 or 2 on the play. Second down was the Buffaloes.
And Elm Creek, you're happy that you're gaining yards, but you also have to look at the scoreboard and watch the time tick off, too. These running plays of gaining 2, 3, 4 yards, you know, yes, you're going to eventually get to the end zone, but you're going to run a lot of time off the clock.
Elm Creek still has all their timeouts going back to the formation we saw them work earlier. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Crowley's going to send Bartling in motion. Fake it to him. Roll to the left. Wait for him to pick up the block. He doesn't get it, and he's sacked. Sacked at the 30-yard line by Hemmingford. Good play call, just poor execution, and Elm Creek will lose 5 yards there.
And that was really triggered by Blake Hansen, the senior for Hemmingford, you know, setting the edge for Crowley to be stuck where he was. And so that allowed his teammates on the other side of the field to come in and get the sack.
Under 6 minutes to go in this one. Elm Creek will probably have 2 cracks at this first down. Third down, 14 to go from Hemmingford's 30-yard line, down 20-7. Crowley going back, got the screen set up for Bartling. Bartling goes back across the middle and gets back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe gains a yard there. Would have liked to have seen him maybe go up that left sideline, a little bit more green grass over there.
Yeah, but it was tough, and, you know, Elm Creek's not used to being in this position where they're behind, and they've been putting up points and been ahead of their opponents throughout the season. Now they're behind, and this is a lot reminiscent of their half with Overton, where they're behind. They're trying to do something, but, you know, that running game just isn't there.
Coming out on the field, this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy of Shelter Insurance and Kearney. Call Joe today for a check of your auto, home, or life insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We're going to keep it right here in Elm Creek in the broadcast booth. Many thanks to our fine sponsors, Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island, Channel Seed in Hildreth, and TNL Irrigation Systems. Quick Valentino score update. We haven't had any updates, so we'll just review those. 14-6 Amherst right now into first quarter is the last update we had over on KKPR. Med Valley and Stewart. Stewart on top of that one, 30-14 at half. Here it's 20-7. Elm Creek trying to convert this fourth down and keep their season alive. Crowley, back to pass. Rolls left. Throws it up there. And it's intercepted at the 2-yard line by Hemmingford. That's going to be intercepted by Wood. Would have probably, if you're Hemmingford, like to see him bat that down, because then you're going to get that ball in much better field position. So Hemmingford will intercept the pass. The ball will be placed at the 1-yard line now. So Elm Creek, if you're going to try to make a play, try to get a safety here and get the ball back.
Yep, that was kind of a Hail Mary attempt. And anytime you hear that, you know, you can always hear Tom Jackson say, knock it down, if you watch, you know, Sunday preview and Sunday primetime, and instead the catch, because, you know, we've seen 2 big Hail Marys in this last couple weeks between the Huskers' Hail Mary that worked out, and then the Bengals also had one last Sunday.
Wood under center is just going to quarterback sneak this one, just try to get out of the shadow of their own end zone. He's going to fall forward, gain 1 or 2 on the play. Clock will be under 5 minutes the next time Hemmingford snaps this ball.
But you're exactly right, Jeff. If you're Elm Creek, you're trying to, you know, get 2 points here on a safety, you'll get the ball right back and then maybe put more points up on the board, and then you don't have to depend on those point after touchdowns to definitely work out. You don't have to
really worry about anything else. You just kick those extra points and see what happens.
Pretty generous spot. They're going to give him 3 yards on that carry. Wood now under center. He's going to wait until the final 5 seconds. He's going to take another quarterback sneak here. Gain probably 2 or 3 more. Clock still ticking under 5 minutes.
Yep, and there's no reason to take any risks. We've seen them take risks in the last drive and ended up with Wood bouncing the football off his knee. So they're just going to take some sneaks. They're going to take some pullback dives, and they're probably going to punt the ball right back to Elm Creek on this 3rd and 6 if it doesn't convert.
Gains another one on the play, so Wood, 27 total yards in this one. Under center again, going to wait. Takes the snap. Big old pile there. Gains another yard, so it'll be 4th down in a punting situation for Hemingford.
And now Elm Creek has to get the ball. They're going to should have pretty good favorable position at this point, but you got to capitalize. You got to get points up on the board. This time's running out as we're already under 4 minutes.
See if Geis will be able to bust a nice big punt return here. Hemingford taking their time. They might use a timeout here as well. Coach is standing there right by the far official. Coach Jordan Haas got to be happy with his team's effort here today. 3:30 to go, and there's the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Metzi, Shelter Insurance and Kearney. Call Joe today for a check of your auto, home, or life insurance. We're going to take it with him back in 1 minute.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
4th down and 3 to go. Hemingford will boot this away from their end zone. Low snap, gets the ball off. Geis waiting at midfield for it, takes it at the 39-yard line. Goes to the near sideline, got a block there. Gets to the 30-yard line, gets knocked out of bounds around the 29-yard line. So good field position for Elm Creek. 3:18 to go. You're going to need a score and an onside kick here.
Yep, got to capitalize on this position. You don't get the ball at your opponent's 28 very often to start out a drive. The points don't get on the board, especially with 3:18 left. That's going to be the last football game for some of these seniors on Elm Creek.
Elm Creek, the 2 seed, hosting the 3 seed Hemingford. Bit of an upset brewing here. Elm Creek, Twins left, Twins right, Crowley sends Bartling in motion. Penalty flag on the play, going to be an illegal formation, I believe. Wait for the official call. Right out of the snap. Offside Hemingford. A bit of a break there for Elm Creek. Didn't have to run a play, and he got 5 yards.
Yep, keep moving the ball down. Gaining 5 yards allows Elm Creek a shorter distance. Move the ball forward with the clock not moving. So they can't argue with that.
3:17 to go. Elm Creek down by 2 scores. Bartling again in motion. Same play design here. Got the screen set up for him. Complete. And he's tackled at the 20-yard line. Great tackle there by Hemingford. Almost a game-saving tackle. Asa Carlson. Bartling, the big fullback, just couldn't quite get that breakout speed to get some separation away from Carlson.
If you want your speedy guy to catch that when it's Nate Bartling, it's a little bit more difficult to get away from the defensive lineman who didn't quite bite on that screen pass.
Going to have enough to pick up the first down, however, gain of 5. So Bartling under center now. Crowley wins left. He's going to go that way. Throws it in the end zone. It's intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Matthew Wood again. His 2nd interception of the day. He threw it over for Best. in the far end zone over there and just didn't have enough on it. Wood come up, intercepted the pass, and Hemmingford will be able to melt this baby away.
Yep, that was thrown into double coverage. There wasn't very many opportunities for any Buffaloes to get up there. Matthew Wood, as we've seen him jump up and catch some snaps, we saw him jump up and catch an interception right there. And so it was a big play for Hemmingford as it runs more time off the clock, I'm sure. And it's easier to do that when you're not next to your own end zone. This one's going to start at the 15.
So Wood fumbled it away a couple series ago, and now he's redeemed himself with a couple of interceptions. Hemmingford likely just going to run the ball here. Hands this one off Skinner. Skinner falls forward three or four more. I'm out on the field. Elm Creek wants to stop the clock. 2:40 to go. You're in the final quarter of play. 20-7. Hemmingford on top. Hemmingford with 20 straight points. We're going to take a minute timeout with him. We'll be back on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Hemmingford under center now. I hand this off to Skinner. Skinner hits the line, falls forward, gets another yard on the play, and another timeout for Elm Creek. Elm Creek using their final timeout of the half. 2:37 to go, 20-7. They're down. Let's see if they can hold them here on third down next on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Hemmingford will break the huddle now. 3rd and 7. 2:37 to go. First down here, and the game's pretty much over. Skinner split out to the left. Wood checks with the quarter or the coach on the sideline. Going to hand this off to Turek. Turek is really close to the first down. Probably going to be about 2 yards short.
Yep,
he had a hole there, though.
Got about 7 yards and sneaked in through there. So get there really close to 4-1. Matthew Wood saying, hey, coach, can I go for this one? I just want to keep the ball and go, keep going for it. But Elm Creek's going to be set up in punt formation. They're expecting a punt.
Obvious punting situation here. Matthew Wood will waste all the time. I believe Coach Foss will call another timeout there on that far sideline. Avoid the delay of game. That's exactly what they'll do. So with 1:51 to go, 4th down and 1, Hemmingford on top, 20-7. We'll have the fourth down play coming up next.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hemingford in punt formation. High snap. Elm Creek was playing for a possible fake. They're going to boot this one away. Best will take that at the 17-yard line. Dances around at the 20-yard line. Gets tackled at the 24-yard line. Minute 42 for Elm Creek. We've got to go get one score, onside kick, and get another score. They got to do it probably through the air, Merritt, and they have been unsuccessful. 2 of 7 so far. Excuse me. 3 of 9. And 2 of those were picks.
You know, we talked about the highest they've ever attempted. This whole season has been 9. They did it twice, converting 5 and 4 of those. Those 2 times they threw in 9 times. They're going to throw up more than that this time.
Twins left. Twins right for Crowley. Crowley's going to send a man in motion. Guys left to right. They're going to give it to him. Halfback pass now. White down the right sideline. Got a man out there. Overthrows him. Good coverage there for Hemingford. Turek was on the coverage. Incomplete. Johnson was the intended receiver. Looked like he had him there, Merritt.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better pass from your halfback in that position. That was straight up, and it looked to fall straight down, and, you know, his hands, his receiver's hands, but it just didn't work out. It was just a foot too far, and so, you know, another trickeration by Elm Creek. It hasn't really worked all day today.
1:36 left in this one, fourth quarter of play. Hemingford, the 3 seed, 20 points. Elm Creek, the home team, in 2 seed, 7 points. Hemingford looking like they might bring some pressure here on the right side. Penalty flag, maybe a delay of game. That's exactly what it'll be. So Elm Creek slow getting the point in from the sideline. At this point, 5 yards doesn't matter, Merritt, because you're going to need to pick up that first down, get in the end zone anyway. So if you're going to be throwing it, what's 5 more yards?
Yeah, but it looks like they might be having Hayden Geis at quarterback in that position. Maybe he's got a bigger arm. And Crowley, maybe Crowley's got the opportunity to get further down the field with his speed. So, you know, that's probably what allowed that delay of game to happen. You know, an unfamiliar quarterback and an unfamiliar position.
If Geis, we've seen him throw twice now in those trick plays. One went for a catch, the other went incomplete. So Geis now under center. Bartling and Crowley split to the left. Geis going to throw it up there for the former quarterback, Crowley, and he had him out there, just threw it out of bounds, incomplete. Looks like Crowley does have the speed advantage out there, just trying to get it into his hands.
Yep, and it just has to be thrown in a position where it can be caught. That was at least 4 yards out of the out-of-bounds sideline. So didn't even allow Crowley to get a position. Some Elm Creek Buffaloes that were on the bench had a better chance.
Third down, 15 to go, so they need to pick up a first down or their season is over here. Crowley back at quarterback now, under center. Barling, the fullback, picks up the block on the left side. He's going to throw it out there for Geis. Geis, the hitch and go. He's coming back to the ball, and it's going to be picked off again. Another interception. And that'll do it in this one.
Kyle Kamen was in a position to intercept that ball, so 3 straight Elm Creek Buffalo drives end in interceptions. And it might be the last drive ends in interception. It looks like Hemingford's just going to run time off the clock here and probably get the win.
We had seen that play actually go for very similar to the play that was pass interference, and we thought maybe there could have been a flag there, but nice interception there by Kamen, and that will do it in this one. The home crowd's going to go home with their second loss of the season. Hemingford will advance to 11-0, and they'll likely face either Overton or Twin Loop. Wood will take the snap and take a knee. It took a while to get there. Probably not showboating, but you would have liked to see him get down a little quicker.
Yeah, if he just wants to make sure that they don't have to run 3 or 4 plays. He's taken all the time they needed. Some Buffaloes got through the line. That's when he decided he was going to take the knee, so he maybe took 3 seconds off the clock more than he would have if he just dropped straight down.
Team loss of 5 there on the knee. Victory formation now. Wasting every second of that play clock. Elm Creek got a timeout.
Wood will take this one, take a knee right away there, lose another yard there. Under 40 seconds to go, so we'll need one more play to make this official. I mean, for example, the upset here, 20-7. They're going to either be at Overton or they're going to be hosting Twin Loop. We'll find out that result on CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard tonight around 9 o'clock, right after the Donovan Trumbull game on KKPR 98.9 and 1230 AM KHAS.
That game kicks off around 6 o'clock for you guys.
Wood under center takes the final snap, takes the knee, hands the ball to the ref, throws his arms up in celebration, and Hemingford does it. Hemingford pulls the upset, 20-7. Here in Elm Creek, zeros are on the board. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up next. Hemingford will advance on in the D1 West bracket. They'll await their opponent, either Overton or Twin Loop. We'll crunch up the numbers, give you the final stats, the drive summaries, and more coming up on the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, and Merritt Lassen, I'm Jeff Abel here from Elm Creek. Time for the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports Incorporated. You mean geared up for the games you play, doing so for years, and will do so for many more years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. Go see them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's. Now, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's look at the numbers real quick before we give you the dry summary. We'll start with the away team, the Hemingford Bobcats. Hemingford led, surprise, surprise there by Skinner, Ethan Skinner, 22 carries for 118 yards. No touchdowns, though. They had three touchdowns through the air. Matt Wood, three throws, three touchdowns, eight attempts, though, for 23 yards, so 204 total yards for Hemingford. Turek, a nice change of pace back, 11 carries for 44 yards. Wood, the quarterback, had seven keepers for 27 yards, had a couple of knees there. Negative six total yards in knees, and Foster come in, had fumble there, negative three as well. So 181 through on the ground, 23 through the air, and 204 total for Hemingford. We're going to take a break, crunch the numbers, and give you the Elm Creek stats next.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back here on the Michigan Sports Post Game Show, let's look at the numbers for the home team. Elm Creek Buffaloes. Elm Creek led rushing by Hayden Geis. 13 carries for 93 yards. Bartling, the fullback, had 5 carries for 14 yards. Had a tough time getting going. He had a couple screen passes. Just didn't see that burst out of him. He had 3 catches, Bartling did, for 20 yards. Best come in and relieved Geis very well. 7 carries for 32 yards. Crowley had a bunch of carries and a bunch of sacks. Ended up with 1 total rushing yard on the game. So he ended up, Elm Creek had all those up, had 140 rushing yards. Geis had the 1 touchdown run, 43-yard touchdown run. The first score of the game, it looked like that would have been, you know, Elm Creek kind of had the momentum. Looked like they had a couple good defensive stops. Crowley through the air, 3-9 for 20 passing yards. Did get picked off 3 different times, twice by Wood, once by Kamen. So 20 total passing yards, 160 for Elm Creek total yards. So Hemingford wins the yardage battle by about 40, and they win by 2 possessions, 20-7 in this one. 3 turnovers was the difference in this one. I feel a lot of penalty yards for Hemingford, but they overcame that and got on the board.
Well, and you just look at Elm Creek, and while they're going to lose some of their big playmakers to graduation, Hayden Geis and, you know, Zach Johnson making plays on the defense side, Jake Bartling, their big fullback, they gave the offensive line a lot of, you know, experience this year. And, you know, Nick Crowley's going to get another year of experience on him. He's going to be a senior next year. Best that, you know, you talked about Jeff coming in and giving Geis a break. Those players are still going to be here for the Buffaloes, give them an opportunity to see what happens. And, you know, they could be right here in the second position. We were saying this last year after a semifinal loss because we thought that the offensive line wasn't going to be there. They still had the playmakers. Well, this time the playmakers might disappear, and we'll see if the playmakers can come up through the sophomore and junior ranks and the freshman ranks and see if they can help out next year.
All right. Elm Creek falls in this one 20-7 to Hemingford. We're going to take one more break. Come back and wrap up the scoring next here on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Alongside Merritt Lawson, I'm Jeff Babel. Brought you the D1 West bracket, the 2-3 matchup, Hemingford and Elm Creek. Hemingford, the road team, the 3-seed, come up and upset the Buffaloes of Elm Creek 20-7 in this one. 3 turnovers for Elm Creek. Seemed like that might have been what did them in. Let's find out how everything got going. Elm Creek had the opening possession there, punted it away. Hemingford, on their first possession, went 3-and-out as well. Elm Creek then goes 43-yard touchdown run, by Hayden Geis, made it 7-0, point after touchdown was good. Hemingford couldn't get anything going on their next drive as well. Elm Creek then had a nice drive going there and had a touchdown run called back due to a penalty, and they had to punt that one away. 7-0 was still your score. It seemed like if Elm Creek would have got that 14-0, that would have been key in the game. So then Hemingford, on their next series, drives all the way the length of the field, capped off by a 2-yard touchdown pass from Matthew Wood to Brady Turek. Point after touchdown was no good. A really close play, though. 7-6 was your score. Elm Creek had the ball at the 15-yard line of Hemingford, ended up turning it over on downs. Hemingford, on their next possession, gave it right back next play to Elm Creek with a fumble by their quarterback, and Elm Creek wasn't able to cash in again deep in the red zone. They turned it over on downs a second time. Hemingford, right before half, looked like they were going to punch in another one. Pass interference call, called that back. Hemingford went into the half. 7-6 was the score. Elm Creek was on top in that one. It wasn't going to last very long. Hemingford, on the opening possession of the second half, a 3-yard touchdown pass from Matthew Wood to Kamen made it 14-7. The 2-point conversion was good in that one. 3 straight punts for both teams, nothing going. And then Hemingford, late in the third quarter, gets a 9-yard touchdown pass from Wood to Foster, made it 20-7. Looked like they might have had a chance, a 5-yard delay of game. Call made it 4th and really, really long. But again, fourth and goal from the 9. Foster catches it from Wood, gets up 20-7, and Hemingford never looked back after that. Elm Creek running the ball away, and we started to train a few turnovers there late in the game. Wood had a fumble for Hemingford. Then Elm Creek had back the final 3 drives, Merritt. Interception by Wood, interception by Wood, and interception by Kamen. Hemingford was content with just punting the ball away after about 3 or 4 plays, milking the clock, and they came out on top in this one, 20-7.
Yep, and we'll look at the, you know, what comes next for Hemingford as they move on. They'll face off with Twin Loop or Overton. You know, Hemingford on the western side, they love to host, and the way that they're going to host is if Twin Loop advances on, I believe. So if Overton is able to win, then Hemingford would basically make this same trip over, except, you know, take 10 to 15 minutes off their trip, which, you know, doesn't take a whole lot. So, well, Twin Loop would have to go out to Hemingford. Games that we have going on, Amherst and Wallace on Classic Hits 98.9. Also on the FM side of things, Giltner and Why Not are going on. We'll get you updates on that as soon as we can. And the games that are also going on, Stewart and Medicine Valley, we're looking for score updates there. Going on later today, Hastings St. Cecilia in Battle Creek. You can hear that game on 1230 AM KHAS. And our last game on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight will be Donovan Trumbull hosting North Platte St. Pat's. Just run down the rest of the action of today. Cozad and Gothenburg kickoff at 7. Boone Central Newman Grove and Norfolk Catholic kickoff at 6. That's on the western side of the C1 bracket. On the eastern side, Columbus Lakeview and Bishop Newman face off at